chance of snow overnight. That's all the time I have. I'll hand the reins over to Chase Thompson. It's time for Cardinal Basketball on AM 610 KCSR.
Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that Chadron Community Hospital.
Well, welcome to Hot Springs, South Dakota, as we get a busy week started with the Chadron Cardinals taking on the Hot Springs Bison, a girls boys doubleheader live here from Kate's Gym here on the campus of Hot Springs, South Dakota High School. I'm Chase Thompson here live on the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Chadron Community Hospital, exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. We got the Chadron Cardinals coming in at 4-4 on the season. They're coming off a loss versus Scottsbluff Bearcats, 63-44 back on Saturday. The Cardinals look to get back on track. They're going up against the Hot Springs Bison, who have lost their last two. In fact, they're 1-3 on the season. Their only win coming on December 14th, a 42-41 win down at Alliance. In fact, Chadron took on Alliance about 6 days after that and had to fend off a comeback from Alliance in that contest. Chadron Cardinals on a stretch where they're going to be on the road for these next two nights. It's a busy week for the girls. They are here in Hot Springs tonight. Then go to Lakota Tech for a girls-only matchup versus the Tatanka coming up on Thursday before wrapping up the week at home versus Mitchell. We're live here on the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Chadron Community Hospital, exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. We'll go ahead and take our first break. Come back. Get a look at the Chadron Cardinals, what's been going on recently. You're tuning in to Chadron Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM, KCSR, and ChadronRadio.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Chadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Chadron or online at WahlstromCars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Your financial future is bright at the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Chadron Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Chadron, where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Oh, welcome back to Chase Gym here in Hot Springs, South Dakota. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. We're live on the Chadron Community Hospital pregame shows. We're getting you set for a girls-boys doubleheader between the Hot Springs Bison and the Chadron Cardinals. Let's take a look at this series history, and if you want to look back since 2006, well, it's been all Chadron. 17-0 is the series history. In fact, the closest game happened in 2008. It was a 51-47 win for the Shattern Cardinals over the Bison back in 2008. But it's been all Shattern since. Ever since then, the closest Hot Springs Bison have come to the Shattern Cardinals was a 14 points, I beg your pardon, for the Hot Springs Bison. Last year, the Cardinals defeated the Bison of Hot Springs 61-14 and Shattern. 13 different players got on the scoreboard for the Shattern. Only two of those players are playing in tonight's game. Two or three of those players are playing in tonight's game. Sagan Bach had 18 points. He's not a part of the roster this year for the Shattern Cardinals. And the last time these two teams played up here in Fall River County, it was the Shattern Cardinals with a 50-24 win over the Bison. And looking at this Hot Springs Bison program for the girls' side of things, it hasn't been the most pretty of things. They don't have a winning record since the Max Preps era began back in 2006. The Cardinals have a great opportunity to get on track, get on a run going towards what would be a trip, a busy week toward the end of the month, where we go to Custer, go to Gearing, go to Gordon Rushville, then wrap up the month of January hanging out in Scottsbluff and Gearing for the Western Conference Tournament. I want to dive into this Hot Springs team a little bit. I don't have much information, but I do got their schedule for this year. And you look at their previous four games, it hasn't been that good. Their points per game total sits at 21 points per game allowed, 59. And that includes a little bit of an outlier when they lost to Lakota Tech, four days ago. It was a 91-22 loss for the Bison that year in Case Gym to the Lakota Tech Tatanka. Then back on Friday, they lost to Spearfish by a 49-10 score. Their all other game besides the Alliance one was a 55-13 loss. So when they lose, it tends to be pretty big. The Shattern Cardinal team, pretty young, all these girls making their first trip up here to Fall River County to take on the Bison. Can they get it done tonight? We'll go ahead and take another break. When we come back, we'll have our Shattern Lock Tease of the Game. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Case Gym here on the campus of Hot Springs Public Schools in Hot Springs, South Dakota. I'm Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. Let's go ahead and take a look at our Shattern Lock Keys of the Game. Shattern Lock, the local dealer for locks, safe security cameras, access control keys, and more. And for the Shattern Cardinals, trying to get back on track. You lost to Scottsbluff, who's been on the up and up as of late for girls basketball. Can you get back on track before a busy stretch? It's a busy week for the Cardinals. A blowout win for Shattern tonight would be very beneficial as they look to take on Lakota Tech on Thursday, who's already proven that they can blow out this Hot Springs team. And then a matchup versus Class D1 sub-district and Western Conference rival, the Mitchell Tigers, on Saturday next week. We're all at home versus Box Butte County, as in Hemingford and Alliance next week. In fact, next week's the only week on the schedule for the next month and a half where there's only two games. So this is going to be a busy week for the Cardinals. Can they get it done tonight against the Bison of Hot Springs? Hot Springs will be the home team tonight, wearing their home white uniforms with blue Bison across the chest, blue numbers, and Shattern, the road team, in their road black uniforms with red numbers and white trim. I'm trying to read the order of events right now. It looks like we are going to go to the national anthem. We'll keep it here just for a moment longer so we can time this commercial breakout with our nation's anthem, but pretty good crowd on hand. It was a fun drive coming up here. I haven't been up to Hot Springs in about 10 or so years myself. First time I've ever been here at Case Gym. But the Cardinals in a stretch right now where they're about to start one of three games versus South Dakota team this year. Looks like we're lining up for the national anthem. We'll go ahead and take our final pregame break. When we come back, we'll give you the Country Kitchen starting lineups and the State Farm tip-off. You're tuning in to Chatterin Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 6 AM KCSR and ChatterinRadio.com.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Chadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Arrow Building Center in Chatterton is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Chatterton cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go Cards, on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chatterton.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatterton, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Today, one in five working-age Americans has a mental health condition.
People in all types of jobs and at all levels.
And the key to helping us succeed is a supportive and inclusive workplace.
All of us have a role to play in making that happen.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can listen and be a source of support to my colleagues.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
I can offer all employees the supports they need to deliver on the job, for the team,
and for the business.
What can I do?
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others
that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Mental health-friendly workplaces are more important than ever,
and all of us have a role to play in promoting them.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Community Hospital pregame show, Chatterton Hot Springs, coming up next here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ChattertonRadio.com. Let's go ahead and get a look at our Country Kitchen starting lineups. The Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Chatterton. And I'm looking to my left for the Chatterton Cardinals benches, and looks like they're going to come out with the same starters that they've gone with since the Gearing game. They're going to come out with number one, Gracie Calkins, a 5'4" freshman, had 1 point last time out against Gutsloff. Followed by number two, Reese Ritterbush, a 5'7" forward. Number three, Sophie Watson, who's been really coming on strong throughout this season for the Chatterton Cardinals. She's been improving night in and night out, a big factor for this team if they get to where I think they want to get to this season. Followed by number 22, J.C. Turman, and number 23, Jesse Alcorn, one of the freshmen on this roster. They are head coached by Kelsey Scott, assisted by Kelsey Crock. and Shauna Glombisky. And the home team for the night will follow along with them as they come out on the floor. They're going to come out with number 11, Kendi Macijewski, followed by number 24, Kaylee Bader. Number 5, Olivia Legrand. Number 21, Ashlyn Alshear. I'm trying to see the other player. It looks like it's number 21 is Destiny Webb, actually. Number 22 is Ashlyn Alshear. They are head coached by Mike Rivington, assisted by Daniel McIntosh and Warren Van Stroh. That brings home team in this game wearing their home white uniforms with blue bison across the chest in blue numbers. Shattering the road team tonight, wearing their road black uniforms with the red numbers and white trim. 8 minutes have been put on the clocks in the corners. 35 seconds are being put on the shot clock. There is only one shot clock running at the moment. It'd be to my left, so I wonder if we're actually going to be playing with the shot clock. We'll see what happens. I believe both shots, they can do a vocal shot clock if they need to tonight. That is your Country Kitchen. Darn Laughs, Country Kitchen, the place like home in 10th Street in Shatter. Now it's time for the State Farm Insurance tip-off. State Farm, like a good neighbor, Trey Strathart, and State Farm is there for you. They're getting the shot clock to my right turned on. They're waiting for it for a moment. Shot clock to my left currently says 35. The one to my right is currently blacked out at the moment. Think we're going to get going. Thank you for joining us here on Stereo 6 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com. Shattern wins tip. It is Gracie Calkins who gets it. She drives the left side and draws an early foul to be going line for a pair of free throws. I did not see that shot clock to my left move out of the corner of my eye. That was on number 21, Destiny Webb. For first, this first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Calkins missed the first one. They won for Calkins. It's off the back 10 and missed rebound. Long rebound by Josie Alcorn. Shattern will get a second opportunity. Yeah, the shot clock's not running. So Watson will take the deep two on the near side. It's off the back rim and goes out. Ball to the Bison. So South Dakota, if I remember correctly, back to my high school days, actually has had the shot clock for quite some time, but it looks like we're not using it tonight. As Hot Springs looks to break the full court press, Webb has it, skips it up the floor to LeGrand, gets trapped in the right short corner, throws it out top, but it's knocked away. It'll be saved with the Bison. They inbound it on the far side. With it now is Alshear. Push it up top to Macijewski. Now left wing with it is LeGrand. Drives toward the basket, loses control of it up in the air, but it goes out of play. Touches on the blue paint. It'll be shattering ball. 7:23 to go in this first quarter. Still no score between the two sides. With it on the right side, at the right wing is J.C. Sherman, dips it inside to Alcorn. Near side, three ball coming from Riddabush. Count it. Reese Riddabush opens up the scoring with a near corner three. Makes it 3-0 Cardinals. Shattern playing with the full court press. They've been showing it recently. It looks like it's been more of an experimental move by Kelsey Scott, the head coach. Oh, the Shattern Cardinals now at top of key three taken. Miss rebounded to Alcorn. She'll turn around, sprint the full distance of the floor. Drives with the near side. Now back outside to it with Ritterbush. Calkins at the right wing. Takes a couple dribbles in. Has a miscommunication with Ritterbush, who was cutting toward the top of the key. Ends up in the Hot Springs bench. It'll be Bison ball. 6:39 to go in this first quarter. 3-0 Cardinals. Hot Springs throws it in. Tries to get across the timeline. Reese Riddabush deflects it out of play. Now it goes off the Alshear, so it'll be Cardinal ball. Hawkins, top of the key. Looks like a 2-3 zone. Yep, it is a 2-3 zone that Hot Springs showing. Shattern's only seen it once so far this season. Hawkins will get it, pop it from a couple steps left, top of the key. Hits off the back end. Long rebound grab by Bader. Turns up the floor, crosses over the right side, gets the right block, sends it to the layup, missed off the right side of the backboard. Rebounded by LeGrand. Nice shift. He gets it in the far right corner, throws it down low, and looks like there's going to be a foul called on Jesse Alcorn. That is Alcorn's first team foul of the quarter for the Cardinals. Hot Springs also has a team foul on the first possession of the game. Inbound pass comes into Al Shear. Down to Mason Jesse inside the paint. Short jumper missed on the left side by LeGrand. It's rebounded by Alcorn. Here comes Cardinals in transition. Thurman stops the right wing, pushes up top to Calkins. Back to Thurman on the right wing. Back cut coming from Ritterbush, but the pass goes left wing to Calkins. Drives to the top of the key. Thurman thinks about taking a three. Will bounce pass to the near side. Ritterbush pump fakes, drives left, fires up the shot. It's way long. Rebounded by Mason Jesse on the back side. We'll swing it up to Destiny Webb at the left wing. Slows it down. Shattern hanging out in a man-to-man defense. I haven't seen him play zone. Well, that was a great cut by Bader. Cut in the middle, but the entry pass gets deflected. Intercepted by Terman. Now Calkins is left open near side. Around the horn goes Cardinal. Ritterbush left side. Pushes it back up top to Terman. Going up against 2-3 zone, it's going to be who can cut the best. Entry pass comes into Watson at the right block. Spins around inside the Arrow Building Center paint. Turned around, fired up the shot. Didn't make it, but she did earn herself a trip to the free throw line with a foul on Hot Spring. That is on Destiny Webb, who picks up her second. And it'll be 2 free throws upcoming for the Cardinals, who are 0-for-2 from the free throw line in this first quarter. Watson missed the first. This Cardinal team this season, shooting 43% from the free throw line. Kelsey Scott, the head coach, I know she'd like that a little bit better, but one thing that she would like what's going on so far is that they have more shots than turnovers, and Watson goes 0-for-2 from the line. Shattern 0-for-4, and Mace Jeske gets the rebound, runs down floor, kicks it over to Bader. Three ball coming and hits off the back rim on the left side. It goes out of bounds into the Cardinal fans on the far side as Callie Hendrickson will check in for the first time. It does not look like Ryland Berry will play again tonight. She did tweak her knee that she tore her ACL with during the summer. She did tweak it back on Saturday in the JV game against Scottsboro. She did play in the JV game earlier tonight, but part of the recovery process sometimes is minute restrictions. Alcorn gets inside the Arrow Building Center paint, lays it up and in. That reminds me that when you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center after that shot in the paint. 5-0 Cardinals. It was a three by Reese Ritterbush and a quick turnover by Hot Springs. Alcorn gets it back inside the paint, lays it in off the right side. Four quick ones for the freshman makes it 7-0 Cardinals. We're halfway through this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Hendrickson picks off the pass in the full court press. She'll bring it back outside. Bounce pass to Calkins on the near side corner. She'll bring it to the top and run things from the point. Ritterbush cuts all the way around on the backside. That's how you beat a zone, is by catching teams like Hot Springs being a little bit lazy on their help side defense. Loose ball in the far corner, and it's going to go off Cardinals, but it will be Hot Springs ball. 3:47 to go. First quarter, still 7-0 Cardinals. They have shut out one team in the first quarter this season. It was a 14-0 first quarter against the Lions, a team that this Hot Springs group did beat. And they jump ball, an entry pass going to the right short corner, going from my view where Hot Springs was going. So it'll stay on this end of the floor after Shattern won the opening tip. In that game, though, Lions made a ferocious comeback, made things interesting, and Hot Springs nearly gets on the board with a Destiny Webb laying off the right side. She missed it. Second chance effort from the left side is no good as well. I'll share with the missed jumper. Alcorn with a rebound. She comes down to the near side, dumps it to Calkins. Right short corner, Ritterbush steps into the shot. It rattles off the pin. Gets deflected out of play on the rebound by Watson. So it'll be Hot Springs ball as one of the band members pushed the ball off the stage to my right. And we're going to have Emmy Baker checking in for Hot Springs. Both sides have made one sub so far. And on the inbound, it's Baker who recovers it, and a timeout's going to be taken by Hot Springs. Multiple players are on the floor. Timeout is sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It, top-notch embroidery, including hats, linemen, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and take this moment to take a break for a message from our first quarter sponsor, Nebraska Bank. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
.316 to go in this first quarter. Shadron leads Hot Springs 7-0. Filling up this one. Hot Springs 30-second timeout. Shadron gets the steal on the inbound pass. Dawkins tried to throw it down to Hendrickson on the left block, but it got deflected out of play. They're going to stay it off of Hendrickson, so it'll be Hot Springs basketball. Full court press from Shadron, really making Hot Springs struggle. Hot Springs barely able to get across the timeline as Bader takes it from the right side, and loose ball in the corner. Hot Springs still with possession on the far side, and another loose ball ends up in the hands of Callie Hendrickson. Bader trying to hound Hendrickson as she brought across the timeline. Jason Sherman checked back in. Now Cox will pop the three from the top of the key. Nearly banked it home. But it made sense that she banked the shot in the Nebraska Bank first quarter. Now Sherman has it the right side. Up the side post is Ritterbush. Loose ball. Calkins gets it. Drives the left block. Extra pass to Watson, who gets foul going up for the shot. She'll be online for a pair of free throws. She's 0 for 2 so far this evening. But as of late, Watson's been playing really well. Yeah, her last two games, 23 points. But she missed that one. Shatter's 0 for 5 from the free throw line so far in this game. No one has made a free throw, but yet it's been all Cardinals up the line. 5 attempts. Second free throw for Watson finally goes down. Shatter 1 for 6 on the line, but most importantly on the scoreboard, it's 8-0 for the Cardinals. Hot Springs' best. Easiest time that they had breaking the full court press. They got across really quick. Now near side with it. Firing three is Baker. She missed it long, and the rebound carom into the stands on the far side, so it'll be Shattern ball. 2:14 to go in this first quarter. Still 8-0. Shattern. With it on left wing is Hendrickson. Bounce pass up top to Calkins, who drives 2 steps to the right with the right hand. Kicks over to Terman at the right wing. Entry pass comes into Watson underneath the basket. Land is pushed a little strong. Ritterbush crashes the board. Forces a deflection out of play off of Hot Springs as Haley White checks in for Hot Springs. And Josie Alcorn checks back in for the Cardinals. Sophie Watson will take a break along with Olivia LeGrand. A good cut by Alcorn on the inbound play. When she gets it up left block in trouble, bounces it back out top. Left wing to Terman, who drives inside the paint, banks it home. Getting J.C. Terman going would be big for the Shattern Cardinals. She's been struggling as of late, but the Cardinals lead 10-0. Green across the timeline on the near side as Emmy Baker skips to the far side. Lorna Tyre is White in turnover. Terman with it. It's a 4-on-2. Terman steps through, kicks it over to Cox, takes left short corner. Jay missed it strong, tipped out to Cox, Hendrickson by Ritterbush. Hendrickson gets on the board with 2, makes it 12-0 Shattern with 75 seconds to go in the quarter. Shattern defense was able to get back and set up their full court press, but Hot Springs was able to break it as Bader has it on the far corner. She tried to throw it down to Macejewski, and it gets deflected out of play off of Shattern. As Addison Morrison, who has played in her first JV game this season, checks in for Ritterbush. 1:04 to go in this first quarter. 12-0 for the Cardinals. Turn around, taking the jumper is Macejewski. It's short, offensive rebound by Hot Springs, and there's going to be a tie-up. About a step or two towards half court from the right block, so it'll be Shattern ball on the rotating possession arrow. And we're going to see Destiny Webb check back in. She does have 2 fouls for the Bison. Taking a break is Jimmy Baker, who I didn't notice this at first, and actually there was two of these on the court at the same time, eighth graders. South Dakota, you can play an eighth grader in varsity, and when they go across state lines, they are eligible to play as well. I've seen it done before. 45 seconds to go in this first quarter. Dawkins has it. Top of the key. Drives to the right side. Will cross back left. Go to the left wing. 12-0 Cardinal. Morrison has it. Drives to the right elbow. Picks up her dribble. Kicks it back up top. Dawkins uses the head fake. Drives left side. Floater. Lays in. And I actually was hearing a PA announcement, so wonder if we are running a shot clock, but just not visually. Which can happen. In trouble with it is Destiny Webb. She throws it across the timeline. Right side with it, firing the three. It's very high arcing, really short. That was Bader. Fired up the shot and fucking out of play was Destiny Webb for the seniors on this roster. So the Cardinals have 94 feet to go with 7 seconds to go in this first quarter. Still up 14-0. Henderson will run across the timeline. 4 on the clock. Drives to the right wing. Kicks over to Morrison. 1 on the clock. Pushes over to Alcorn. She gets the shot clock at the buzzer. 14-0, the Shattered Cardinals complete their second first quarter shutout of season, this time against the Hot Springs Bison, as the score is 14-0 after the first 8 minutes. This first quarter was sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll go ahead and take a break. Second quarter coming up next here on KCSR.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583. So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Welcome back to the Case Auditorium. 14-0, the Shattern Cardinals lead. The Hot Springs Bison at the end of the first quarter. They are working on the shot clock to my right. Now, directionally-wise, I'm kind of confused of where I'm at in this building. But we'll see. They did end up doing a vocal shot clock in the first quarter. See if they try to refire it to begin this 10th quarter. They have it going, so I think we're going to have a visual one as well. Looks like we're good to go. 8 minutes on the clock this 10th quarter. It's sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Leniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Leniger. They are testing it right now. Now, I should have known better than this than say what I said earlier, because I do am aware that in the professional levels, even the college levels, that if a shot clock is broken, they will do a vocal one. They're actually going to let it run all the way down as a test. They'll reset the game clock and the shot clock to what they need to be here in a moment. But while they're doing that, let's thank one of our sponsors for allowing us to be here tonight. Studio 308, Dean Hanson Studio 308, specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shattern Chiropractic, we only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at downtown Shattern. And Thrive Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Russ in Shattern. 308-430-0760. Clock reset to 8. Shot clock reset 2:35. Let's get this second quarter going. 14-0 Cardinals after the first 8 minutes. Hot Springs with the ball going right to left on your radio dial. Down by 14. Near side with it is Haley White. Fires up the shot. Missed it. Rattles in. Rebounded by Terman, who turns around. J.C. Terman shall bring it across the logo. Pass near side to Ritterbush. Fires off a three. Reese Ritterbush hits it off the front end. Fight for the rebound, gets tipped out of play. There's two Cardinal players and one Bison player, and got deflected off one of the Bison players. It'll be Shattering ball, 22 seconds to go on the shot clock. Hawkins looks to get in, and she has to go with her bailout route to Ritterbush. She fires the three to lefty, misses strong. Alcorn throws it back in play. Entry pass comes in to Watson on the right side. She gets fouled for the third time this game. Fourth time, I beg your pardon. No third. And that is on Ashlyn Elshier, who picks up her first. Center on a 14-0 run to start this game. Watson at the free throw line for a pair. That one spins off the back iron and falls in. She made one of her four attempts in that first quarter, as checking in is Olivia LeGrand, a 5'4" junior. For the Bison, taking a break is Haley White, a 5'7" freshman guard. When you look at this roster for Hot Springs, four freshmen are listed that are eligible to play tonight, and Watson goes 2-for-2. Makes it a 16-0 run for the Cardinals. And Kennedy Mixjetski, Juleski, I beg your pardon, travels with it. So it'll be Cardinal ball, fresh 35 on the shot clock, 16-0 for the Cardinals. Oh, good pass by Calkins. I liked it. Watson was taking out the right block on the inbound pass. Now firing a three off the right wing is Terman. Kick back out on the offensive board to Calkins from Alcorn. Driving baseline on the left side is Ritterbush. Fired up floater. Missed it. Rebounded by Destiny Webb. She'll end off to Mason Juski, throws it away. Here comes Ritterbush in transition. Crosses across, over across the paint. Missed the shot. Shot clock did reset. Offensive rebound comes out to Watson, who fires off left wing three and missed it as well. Rebounded by Webb and the Bison. Haley Bader brings across the timeline, pushes it over the left side of LeGrand, drives to the top of the free throw line. Mason Juski fires off the three, puts out the back 10. A little bit of contact on the rebound. Watson able to recover it, though. He's spinning around, loses control of it. Bader had a hand on it, but Calkins for the Cardinals has it. Drives inside the paint. Extra pass to Alcorn, who waves it up and in. Inside the Earl Building Center paint. When you're thinking about the right paint for your, when you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Earl Building Center. 18-0 Cardinal run it again this game, and Hot Springs will turn it over once again. It was a drive toward the basket, bounced off the knee of Olivia LeGrand, went across the bison word mark on the baseline to my left, and Hot Springs will go ahead and call a timeout. 18-0 Cardinals with 6:15 to go in this second quarter. We'll go ahead and take a break for a message from our second quarter sponsor, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Liniger. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on KCSR.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Liniger, in Shadron. Then, rest easy, knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR, Shadron.
Paul Shattered here in Hot Springs, 18-0 with 6 minutes to go in this first half. The second quarter sponsored by Farm Bureau Agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau Agent Brian Liniger. And then on the near side is Sturman. She runs through a trap. They're going to call a jump ball. It'll be Shattered ball. 6:02 to go in the first half. Shattered started off this game on a 14-0 run in the first quarter. They've extended the run to 18-0. As Hendrickson drives to the right side, gets trouble inside the short block, turns it over, loose ball. Grabbed by Juski. Don't bring it across the timeline. Driving with the right hand, throws it inside, and there was the lane to the basket for Webb, but it got deflected, and there's going to be another jump ball. So this one will be Hot Springs ball, I beg your pardon. Shot clock stays at 24. We got 5:40 to go in the second quarter. 16-0 Shattered. Their biggest run to start a game so far this season has been 20-0. Hot Springs had a lane on the entry pass. They still get it in. See Destiny Webb, who missed the shot, rebounded by Cardinals. They're going to call a foul, I believe. Oh, they're looking at Lisa Juski. And here to my right, a fan saying white ball, but no. That was on Kennedy Masiewski, who picks up her second of the quarter for the Bison. With it is Ritterbush trapped in the near side corner and gets knocked out of play into the Hot Springs bench. So Shatter and I have the ball on the near side. Right at the end of the players for Hot Springs on their bench, which trails left to right from my view. Ritterbush drives it to the left side, pushes up top, near side. Corner three coming for Hendrickson. It's in line, but it misses strong. Long rebound goes out into the tan colored bleachers on the far side. In fact, on both sides, the bleachers are tan colored. They roll into the bleachers for the Bison. 18-0, 5 minutes to go in this first half. Misiewski trying to throw it to the near side. Throws it away. Went off the hand of Olivia LeGrand. Said of the official that Mike Remington is talking to, it's one of his players. We're just under halfway through this first half, second quarter. Ritterbush skips it over to Terman. This 2-3 zone defense has been slowing Shattered down. Now they can see the shot clock. I've noticed that they've sped up just a touch. Alcorn in trouble at the free throw line. Near side with it is Hendrickson. It gets passed around the horn. This one might be trouble. Ritterbush able to see what's going on. What things it up in the air. Went to nobody but the hands of Ashlyn Elshier and the Bison. Now at the left elbow with it is Elshier. Dribble handoff to Misiewski, who loses control of it on the bounce. Picked up by Terman. Here comes the Cardinals. Ritterbush, extra pass to Alcorn. She gets fouled inside the Arrow Building Center paint. Well, going up for the shot, she didn't make it. But the freshman did earn a pair of free throws out of the deal. We're going to see Joe Grice check in. I didn't see who the other player who went to the scores table. I believe that would, just based on the typical rotation, that would be Brooklyn Hoffman. We'll see after the first free throw from Alcorn hits off the backboard and misses. Oh, it's Calkins. I didn't see that she was not in the game for whatever reason. That's my mistake. Fire Nice Mechanical. When it's cold outside, Fire Nice Mechanical, your Green Pro partner at Shatter, making home or business feel like the perfect season. I bet you want a little bit warmer inside your house or apartment right now, given the temperatures outside. Call the guys and know about a renew today at 308-432-6722. And the long rebound actually ended up in the Shattered bench. So after the missed second free throw from Alcorn, so it'll be Cardinal ball as Calkins drives left on top of key, turns around, skips it up top to Ritterbush, puts it in the left hand, drives inside the paint, missed the shot, rebounded by Misiewski. And she'll turn around and bring it across the logo. Pass it to the left side. Haley White checked back in. She is one of the freshmen on this team, a 5'7" freshman. Spins around, drives to the basket, lands good. And that ring ends an 18-0 run for the Cardinals to start this game. They started on a scoreless streak of 12 and a half minutes. Well, 12 minutes and 20 seconds. And Chatter turns it over. Calkins lost control of it. She knew it and turned around and just started running down four. White nearly committed a double dribble. Got over to Ritterbush. She took a little bit of contact, but was able to throw it back to Calkins. Drives to the right side, steps through, creates some contact, creates a foul, and creates two free throws. On Misiewski, who picks up her third. That's the 14th foul of the quarter for Hot Springs. Shannon only has one team foul total as Calkins missed the first free throw. Hey, if you want to try out the same drink that I had on my way up here, go to Scooter's Coffee. Their buttery smooth signature caramel flavor is now sugar-free. Combined with their world-class espresso for an unbelievably delicious, rich flavor. Try it your way, hot, iced, or blended. Yeah, trust us. Trust me. One sip. And you'll be smiling. Did have sub come in for the Cardinals. And Scalkins goes 0 for 2. Second chance effort by Joe Grice is no good as well. Now, Hendrickson will step in for the 2 on the near side. Missed it. It was Addison Morrison who checked in for the Cardinals. She'll get it back. Far side, corner 3. That's long. Alcorn gets the rebound. Throws it up in the air. Gets fouled. And whether they call it on the floor or in the air, it's going to be a pair of free throws left coming. Olivia LeGrand, who picks up the foul, her first. Now Shatterns in double bonus for the rest of the second quarter. They've been struggling from the line, 3-12, now 4-13. 19-2 is the score. a moment under 3 minutes to go in this second quarter. The second free throw for Alcorn is missed. Head off the back end, rebounded by White. She'll turn across the timeline, dribble with the right hand, now cross over the left, picks up her dribble, two steps right at the top of the key, push it over to Alshear, who gets trapped in the right short corner. Keona Kindred, who just checked in for the first time, gets the shot up and good. Team 4, entry pass looking for Grice is picked off. And Hot Spring looking for Elshier over the right short corner and throws it away. Adding for what Chowder typically plays with, there's a lot more room between the baseline and the padding, especially to the left side, which is going to be the side that Chowder goes to in the second half. And actually, these Addison Morrison on the inbound, she was couple steps behind where she should have been. They pulled her up. Now with it is Morrison on the right side. Drives the basket. Easy look at the lane from a baseline drive. It's laid in up and good. Makes it 21-4 with 2 minutes to go. Now Shattern playing a full court defense. This is man-to-man. It's more of a slowdown annoyance. Hendrickson trying to be that annoyance. Deflects it out of play. It'll be Hot Springs ball. Hot Springs will have 94 feet to go as they bring in Destiny Webb. Ellie White, Keona Kindred, the only two players on the scoreboard for Hot Springs, and neither one of those two started. So 4 bench points for the Bison in this second quarter. They get it in, get across the timeline pretty easily. Ashton Elshear brings across the timeline in a shot clock error. Shot clock should say 31. And Shattern's going to bring in 3 players. Sophie Watson, Reese Ritterbush, and J.C. Terman. Dizzy Alcorn, Callie Hendrickson, and Joe Grice go to the bench. With Barry not playing tonight, Joe Grice getting a few more minutes. She got a few more back on Saturday as Destiny Webb turns around, hits the jumper a couple steps behind the right block. Makes it 21-6. Your side with it. Is Morrison. She drives across the top of the free throw line, hands it off over to Ritterbush. Calkins will take the 3. That was a good closeout by White. Shot rattled the toilet and bounced out. Got deflected out of play by Hot Spring. Shattern was on a 20-0 run against the Lions in the first quarter, and the Bulldogs were able to make it interesting. This Hot Springs team did beat Alliance only by a few. 42-41, so only by one. Driving toward the right block is Terman. It got ripped out of her hands and lands on the padding below the stage to my right. So it'll be Cardinal ball with 1:20 to go in this first half. Coming up on the Shatter Insurance, Insurance to Fit Your Needs halftime show, we'll take a look at this first half and get an news and weather update from Jet Rasmussen. That's coming up on the Shatter Insurance halftime show. Jason Austin, Brad Moore here with you tonight. Brad Moore back in Shatter Run. Controls as there's going to be a hip check call on Shattern. That's only the second foul of the game against Shattern. That's on Addison Morrison, who picks up her first. 1:07 to go in the first half. Quick shot off the inbound, missed by Elshear. Second chance from Destiny Webb is good. Hot Springs making a little bit of run at this. They're outscoring the Cardinals 8-7 in this second quarter, 21-8. Shattern leads. Terman thought about taking 3 from 2 steps left, top of the key, skip pass, back up top. 2 Calkins drives for the right block. Now Terman. Head down, pushed it to the near side. Ritterbush could have taken 3. She caught that pass clean, but they have to go around the horn. About a 20-second difference between shot and game clock as Ritterbush fires 3. It's way long, rebounded long by Bader. She turns around. Shot clock turned off, 30 seconds to go. And this Farm Bear agent, Brian Lineger, second quarter. Entry pass goes into LeGrand at the right block. Gets it poked away from her. Terman puts an extra hand in and steals it away. She goes with a head of steam toward the right block, lays it up and in. She's up to 4. She actually leads all Cardinal players with 4 points. 23-8. Upsprings brings it across timeline. With it, right side, Bader. Entry pass. Floater. Good by Elshear. And that'll do it for the first half. 23-10, the Shattern Cardinals lead the Hot Springs Bison at the end of the Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Lineger's second quarter. It was a 18-0 run for the Cardinals to start this game. Hot Springs since has gone on a 10-5 run to do it for the first half. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back for the Shattered Insurance Fit Your Needs halftime show. You're tuning in to Shattered Cardinal Basketball. You're on 6:00 a.m. KCSR and ShatteredRadio.com.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Oh, welcome back to Hot Springs, South Dakota. 23-10. Shadron Cardinals lead the Hot Springs Bison at the half. We're live here on the Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. It was an 18-0 run for the Shadron Cardinals. Start this game. Hot Springs then gets their first points of the game. Still about 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Since then, it's been a 10-5 run for Hot Springs to take the score, the 23-10 Shadron going into the halftime break. Look at my score sheet. Tells me that Stacey Terman leads all scorers for the Shadron Cardinals anyways with 4 points at the half. Destiny Webb for Hot Springs has 4 at the half as well. Other scores, actually, Jesse Alcorn has 6, I beg your pardon, at the half. So she leads all scorers in this game with 6. Only 1 3 ball has been made, and that's been by the hands of Reese Riddlebush, the lefty. Hit a 3 early in the first quarter. That's the only 3-pointer that's been made. Shadron's taken 4 more since and has gone 0-for-4 since then. The free throw line has been a struggle for the Cardinals. 4-of-14 from the charity stripe. Hot Springs without any free throws at the half. Other scores for the Shadron Cardinals include Gracie Calkins with 2, Sophie Watson with 3 all at the free throw line, Aston Morrison with a bucket, and Callie Hendrickson with a 2-point field goal as well. On the Hot Springs side of things, again, Dusty Webb leads all scorers with 4 points. Ashton Melshear has 2, along with Haley White and Kiona Kindred. It was Kindred and White who scored the first two buckets of the game for the Hot Springs Bison. Scores 23-10 here at the halftime break. We'll go ahead and jump into our longer halftime break. Jet Rasmussen with an update of news and weather coming up for you. When we come back, we'll get the second half going. You're tuning in to Shadron Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShadronRadio.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-3301. 8414.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top-shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone. With your Shadrad Halftime Update, I'm Jet Rasmussen. The Nebraska State Patrol is investigating a shooting incident that involved deputies from the Washington County Sheriff's Office. At approximately 2:07 Monday afternoon, a Washington County Sheriff's deputy performed a traffic stop on a Jeep Cherokee in Arlington, Nebraska. During the traffic stop, the vehicle was occupied by a female driver, male passenger, and a one-year-old child. The driver was arrested by deputies for driving under suspension and was transported to Washington County Jail. The male passenger, however, identified as David Beecher, age 48, of Omaha, Nebraska, had an active felony warrant for assault. Preliminary investigation shows that Beecher refused to cooperate with deputies, and deputies became aware that Beecher was in possession of a firearm. After Beecher exited the vehicle, multiple rounds of fire were exchanged, and Beecher was injured but continued resisting arrest. From there, he was taken into custody and transported to UNMC in Omaha with what are believed to be non-life-threatening injuries. The child was placed in protective care, and the Nebraska State Patrol is investigating the incident. The city of Chadron issued 34 building permits in 2024, which will add an estimated $7.9 million in value. Almost all the permits were issued for work inside the city limits, with just four of the permits covering work in the city's two-mile jurisdictional zone. 14 commercial property permits account for more than $6.9 million in new valuation, up from commercial additions valued at $2 million in 2023. City Planning and Zoning Administrator Janet Johnson said the largest commercial development projects included the St. Patrick's Catholic Church project for the Assumption Academy, the Seventh-day Adventist Church addition, and the construction of the Dollar Tree store. With your halftime news update, I'm Jet Rasmussen.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens. The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
For your needs halftime show, 23-10, the Chadron Cardinals beating the Hot Springs twice at the half. It was an 18-0 run for the Cardinals to start this game. Now, if you want to look back for the Chadron Cardinals, last time that they held a team scoreless in the first quarter, it was against the Alliance Bulldogs. The Alliance made it a game late. They had their opportunities, but the Cardinals held on to win 46-38. That's twice this season that the Chadron Cardinals have shut out a team in the first quarter. Last time I've seen that, I've seen this before. Down east, when I was covering the York Deuce, they shut out Lexington and Schuyler in the first quarter of games in a season. That was a really good year for the Deuce. In fact, that was just last year. But it looks like it'll be Shattern as the ball going right to left on your radio dial to begin the second half. They're wearing their roadblock uniforms. with red numbers, white trim around the jerseys. It'll be Gracie Calkins, Reese Ritterbush, Stacey Terman, Sophie Watson, and Jesse Alcorn to begin this second half. Appreciate you for joining us here on Stereo 6 a.m. KCSR and ShatteringRadio.com. Busy week on tap. I'll be up with the girls team on Thursday night when we go up to Lakota Tech to take on the Tatanka on Thursday night. Again, it'll be a girls-only contest. The boys will wrap up the regular season up there at the end of February. We'll get going with that game about 5:20. So it'll be a one-off with a 5:30 tip-off at Lakota Tech. Calkins got an inbound. He kicks over to Alcorn. A lot of movement for the Cardinals. A lot of quick movement as Sophie Watson hits it from the left block. Makes it 25-10. And if you're looking at my Shattering Lock key to the second half, don't let this become a game. You're shattering. This is a steal on full court press. Calkins got the pushback from Ritterbush. That should have been a double dribble, but it got out to Alcorn, who drives baseline, kicks to the near side. Watson, deep two, missed it way long, rebounded on the backside by Destiny Webb. She gets trapped by multiple Cardinals. If Hot Springs just throws it down court, they have an easy layup. No Cardinal was back. It gets deflected out of play off the Cardinals. Out there for Hot Springs to begin this second half is Kennedy Majewski, and they're going to call kick ball on Jesse Alcorn, by the way, on the inbound. Olivia LeGrand, Katie Bader, Ashlyn Elshier. I'm trying to see who the other player is on the far side. I can't quite see her. That is Destiny Webb. And it is Bader who has to dive into the stands, throw it back in play to Majewski. Gets it back to Bader. Far side corner three. That was tipped, I believe. Yes, it was tipped by Ritterbush. The Hot Springs will get the ball along their baseline with 16 seconds to go. On the shot clock, 25-10 is our score. Majewski throws it in. Short miss by Elshier. Back for the rebound. Ends up in the hands of Alcorn, and Hot Springs ties are up, so it'll be Bison basketball. Hey, coming up next here on Stereo 6 a.m., the Chatter Cardinals boys team get back on track after losing the last three, taking on the Hot Springs Bison. That's coming up next here on KCSR. On the inbounds, it gets pinballed around, a lot of play. They're going to stay, I believe it's off Gracie Calkins, so it'll stay Hot Springs ball. Shot clock says 28. Score being 25-10. Entry pass comes in from Majewski. Gets to the near side corner to Elshier. Now back to the right wing. Pass over to the far side. Driving baseline is Webb. It gets in trouble. Alcorn steps in front of the pass. Knocks it out of play. They're looking for Elshier. Along the right block, and Alcorn steps in front of it. Hit it out of play with her right hand. So Hot Springs will inbound it right along the end of the Bison, going left or right along the baseline. With 17 seconds to go on the shot clock, 25-10. Oh, that was a good play. I like the play by Hot Springs, and it pays off with the Destiny Webb lay-in on the left block. Makes it 25-12. Alcorn gets the top of the key. Drives the basket. Step through move. Missed. Offensive rebound goes through the hands of Watson, but Alcorn was able to throw it back in. Boy, shot clock did reset. Calkins, right wing three ball in line off the back 10. Offensive board on the left side by Watson, who throws it on the bottom of the rim. Ritterbush gets the rebound, kicks it up to Calkins, who drives inside the paint. Extra pass to Terman, who fires up the shot. Missed it, but got harm on her way up. It'll be going line for a pair of free throws. Haley White will check in as Majewski picks up her fourth. Durbin with the jump shot free throw hits first. And there's going to be another player who checks in. That's number 23, Emma Press. Checks in for the first time this game. Durbin hits it off the back end. No good on the second one. Rebounded by the Bison. They turn up the floor. 6 minutes to go in this third quarter, which, by the way, is sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Top of the key with it is Bruce. Left side with it, driving baseline is White. Gets in the air, gets fouled, and we go in line for a pair. That'll be Calkins, who picks up a foul. Now they're going to hand us on one. Now they're going to end up determined, I beg your pardon. So it'll be a pair of free throws upcoming for one of the freshmen on this team. Makes it off the back end, no good. As Kelly Henderson checks in. American Legion, the Post 12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattered Cardinals. And White goes one for two from the line. That was actually the first two free throws of the game for Hot Spring. It's 26-13, and a blocking foul is going to be called on White. So I can hear Hot Springs call for a 2-3 zone on the inbound play for Shattern. Dawkins has to bail out to Sherman. Fires off a deep two. Hits off the front rim. As a flat shot. Hendrickson with the backside board. Dawkins gets to the far side. Right short corner jumper. Missed short by Watson. Rebounded by Elshier. Games on the floor of the way, you cross it over top of the key. It'll be man-to-man defense for the Cardinals. I don't think I've seen them play anything other than that outside the full-court press. And a double dribble is called. Kelsey Scott was begging for the call. The official on the near side heard her and apparently wanted to give it to her. It'll be Hendrickson to inbound it. 5:15 to go in this third quarter, 26-13. Driving left side with it is Hawkins. Kicks to the near side corner. Three ball for Ritterbush. Way long. Turman with the backside. Puts it right back up for the right short corner. Missed it as well. And on the rebound, it gets deflected off of the thigh of Destiny Webb. It'll be Cardinal ball with a fresh 35. 3 minutes gone in this third quarter. Shattern not scoring. Well, it's an even score in this third quarter. 3-3. But score is 26-13. Thurman has a left wing. It's just inside the arc. Pump fake drives to the middle of the free throw line. Pushed out to Hendrickson, who fumbles the catch. Fans on my near side want a push off. Step through move to Watson. You thought about taking it. We'll dribble it out to with a pass to Ritterbush. Drives left side. Fired it with left hand. I'd use her right shoulder to help with the spacing on the shot and miss. Rebounded by the Bison. Hendrickson commits a reach and foul on White. I love that from Hendrickson. And if she was completely healthy, watching her play, and based on some conversations I've had, she's probably about 80% healthy with that left knee. A good play by Ritterbush, jumping in front of Webb and forcing the tie-up. Gives the ball to Shattern. But teams need a pest on their roster. Good teams need a pest. And by that, I mean the workhorse of the group that's going to be going after the loose balls, diving, trying to create steals, not afraid to get a little overboard in terms of trying to poke it away, just like what Kaylee Bader did for the Bison. She'll get an easy coast-to-coast layup because of that. She picked off the pass, jumped in front of it. We got ourselves a ball game. Now, Cockins drives the left block, fires it strong, rebounded by Bruce, and she was falling to the floor, and they're going to call a travel because of that. And Kelsey Scott's going to call a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's, who design it. Top match and butter, including hats, letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We got 4:06 to go in this third quarter. 26-15, Shattern leads the Bison. We'll go ahead and take a break for a message from our third quarter sponsor, Dryson Schaefer Law. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball on Stereo, 6:10 a.m. KCSR, and ShatternRadio.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitzen Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Shadron.
.26-15 to go in this third quarter, 4:06 to go, as well as Shattern Cardinals lead the Hot Springs Bison. Kelsey Scott just burned one of her three full timeouts. I got it on my score sheet corrected finally. I cannot believe it took me, would it be 19 games until I finally had this correct on my score sheet. What the timeout counts are. Just a reminder that in high school there's three 60-second timeouts and two 30. I had it right last year. Don't know why I changed it. Dawkins gets it right side corner, three off the back screen, off the down screen. It missed. Didn't touch anything, so the shot clock stays running. Ashley has the top of the key. Dribble handoff to Terman. He took an extra step. Shot they didn't call a travel. It gets ripped away by Destiny Webb. Bison have a chance to make it a single-digit deficit for the first time since Shattern led 8-0. Entry pass comes in. They're going to call a reach-in foul. Hot Springs has a little bit of juice going. Foul's going to be on J.C. Terman. Her second. They're going to end his Addison Morrison. Joe Peters Roofing. You're thinking about any kind of roof repair. There really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. T-Slot and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment with T-Slot online. For Squarespace, or call 308-432-3686. And make sure to stop in to check out the latest in fashion. Hot Springs with the ball. First shot was missed. Second one was rebounded by the Cardinals. It was missed as well. Extra pass from Hendrickson. Now Alcorn missed it. There is a player down for Hot Springs. They're going to keep this going as Morrison takes the jumper. Rebound to Ritterbush. I got to keep it going. Now the whistle happens. And it is Haley White now. What was going on? Looks like they're calling over the trainer for possibly a head contusion. White is catching herself. Usually when you see a head contusion, the player will leave the game for at least a moment to get her checked out, possibly for a concussion. Now, what I thought happened, based on the viewers, there's a couple players blocking my view from Haley White as she walks toward the bench on the near side. Looks like it was just a pop in the head from a hand or maybe an elbow to the forehead. Those hurt. It happens. Hot Springs will have the ball go full court left or right on your radio dial. 3 minutes to go in this third quarter, 26-15. I don't believe she's going to go into a concussion check just based on what happened, though. There's a steal at the half-court line. Now Ritterbush at the right wing. Bounced it to Calkins. About 5 steps right at the top of the key. Now Ritterbush far corner. Swings it back to Calkins. Drives around the horn to the left side. Hendrickson had a look at a three, but she'll try to get the entry pass into Alcorn. Hot Springs down and scramble drill. Morrison drives the basket. Takes a lot of contact. It's going to be on the floor, though. The foul will be. That's the third on Hot Springs. Moving on, 21 is Destiny Webb, who picks up her fourth. That's the second player. Fourth house for Hot Springs, Destiny Webb in. Kendi Masiduski, and she's going to sit for number 44, which is Rihanna Kindred. The three pass comes in to Ritterbush, tip back up to Morrison, and now Calkins at the top of the key. Does it with the left hand to Hendrickson, who gets it right back from Ritterbush. Will drive right with the defense leaning left. Job by Ritterbush, diving out of bounds, throw it back in along the baseline. Shot clock down to 10. Alcorn gets it. Defense being really aggressive. Step through, moves to the left side. Missed the shot off the backboard. Didn't hit the rim. The Ritterbush draws the foul. I believe this will be a shooting foul on Hot Springs. Yeah, Ritterbush is stepping to the blue-painted free-throw line. That's on Kindred, who picks up, by my count, her first. That is number four in the quarter on Hot Springs as Ritterbush, the lefty, is with the free-throw line for a pair. It's the first. This is something that I think Kelsey Scott's going to want to work on between practice tomorrow and the walkthrough on Thursday before they head up to Lakota Tech, and that's free throw shooting. They are struggling tonight mightily. Second free throw for Ritterbush, though. It's above nylon. She gets her first point. Since a three ball made in the first quarter makes it 27-15, 12-point game here in Hot Spring. Diving on the right side with it is Bader, and it gets deflected out of play. So almost hit the water cooler, actually, to my bottom right from my view at the end of the Hot Springs bench. So, Isjewski will inbound it. Morrison Garner, man-to-man. Hendrickson will slap the inbound pass into the scorer's table wall to the managers that are from my view to the right of the scorer's table. The scorer's table is directly in front of me on the near side. Isjewski nearly traveled with it on the inbound because she got into Bader going up against Calkins, and Bader steps on the baseline. One step right of the end on the bite. So it'll be Cardinal ball. 2:11 to go in this third quarter. Calkins will bring it across the timeline. As looks like Sophie Watson will check in. Hendrickson, three ball. It's off the back pin. Masiduski on the backside rebound. She'll turn around and bring it up the court. Crosses left, spins around, gets the left elbow. Good defense by Morrison. Makes juicy, swings it up in the air. Cockins tips the rebound. A lot of contact, and the ball goes out of play off of Cockins. J.C. Terman will check back in as well for Shattern. Looks like Olivia LeGrand is going to check back in for the Bison. Hendrickson, Redderbush comes to the bench, and Gendred comes to the bench for the Bison. 1:46 to go in this third quarter, 27-15. So it'll be Majewski, who will inbound it near the Coffin corner on the far right side. Pass goes out, fires, firing three is Bruce, who missed the three. Wong never touched the rim. Shattern with the rebound. Morrison catches it. Drives toward the paint, gets her shot blocked by Elshier. She gets the rebound. 80 seconds to go in this third quarter, 27-15. Baseline drive by LeGrand. Floater is good. She gets on the board for the first time, and now we're down to a 10-point game. Shattern has fended off a run like this already. Entry pass comes in to Watson and gets knocked out of play. Elshier, a 5'10" junior, deflected out of play. She is the tallest player on the court right now. The Alcorn right with her, though, but I think Elshier gets an inch on her. Morrison, who steps right top of the key, finds Alcorn, who does the right play, gets inside the soft spot inside the zone, and makes a shot from inside the Arrow Building Center paint, which reminds me that when you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. 29-17, 50 seconds to go in this Gretchen Schaefer Law third quarter, and I don't know what Bader was thinking right there. Bass Winter, she jumped up in the air, hit it. It stayed in bounds, and she stepped on the blue paint on the baseline, then stepped back in bounds and grabbed it without reestablishing positioning on the floor. So it'll be Cardinal ball with 11-second difference between shot and game clock. I absolutely love saying that. Thurman throws it, trying to get the entry pass from two steps in on the left corner to Alcorn, who was up the left block, but it got knocked out of play. And we got about 11.1 difference between shot and game clock in the third quarter. That was probably my favorite thing to say when I saw this rule come in. In the state of Nebraska, they've been doing it up here in South Dakota for a while. Cockins has a top of the key, thought about taking three out of the triple threat, drives in, drives back out, looks to the right side. Morrison with it, 8 on the shot clock. Now Cockins gets it over to Terman, 4 on the shot clock. Terman fumbles it. Alcor gets it at the end of the shot clock, hits it off the backboard. Block still running, and it goes out of play off a hot spring. No one was paying attention. I knew that was clean, and Kelsey Scott is bewhittled on the near sideline, and so is Mike Remington, the head coach for Hot Springs. I've never seen two coaches like that. 3 on the clock. Shattern has a chance to get a shot off. Watson spins around, fires it off at the buzzer, and hits off the back rim. My goodness, that was an awkward situation to end the third quarter. And Shattern is going to hold on to a 29-17 lead going into the fourth quarter. Third quarter is sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Go ahead and take a break. Fourth quarter coming up next here on KCSR.
Ranchers, are you ready to maximize your herd's potential? Legacy Co-op has everything you need to boost your cattle's health and performance. From our premium grind and mix offerings to our convenient lick tubs, we provide solutions to keep your cattle thriving. Don't forget about our high-quality DDG cubes designed to power up your herd with nutrients they need, or our tailored mineral mixes. Don't settle for less. Contact Legacy Co-op. Grow in the future and your profits.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
Shattern Cardinals lead the Hot Springs Bison as we get set for the start of the Best Western. Westville's in fourth quarter, wherever life takes you. Best Western is there. Hot Springs with the ball on the entry pass. It's deflected back into the tan bleachers on the far side. So it'll be going to be Mace Juski inbounding. She has four fouls. She gets it back. Gets inside to Ashlyn Elshier, and there'll be a foul on the Cardinals. 23. That is Jesse Alcorn, who picks up her second foul of the game. First team foul of the quarter. Juski throws it in bounce to Kaylee Bader. Gets it back on the near side corner. Three ball. Hit halfway down, but bounce out of the orange painted iron. Cardinal ball tournament deep two. Hits it off the backboard. Is that a play off of the Bison? Three Cardinal ball. 9:37 to go in this fourth quarter. Hawkins inbounds the tournament. At the top of the key. Waits for a screen. Alcorn steps inside the high post. Steps through, misses the shot. It gets deflected by Sophie Watson back outside to Bader, who will hand it off to Mason Juski and bring it across the timeline. And coming up after this one, we'll recap this game with one segment of the fifth seven. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Bader got it knocked away from her as she was driving towards the basket. Gets deflected out of play. But we'll recap this one. Men, get you ready for the boys game coming up next here on KCSR. That's coming up in the fifth seven. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week for this game show. I like the inbound play by Mason Juski, and it created a foul. I believe that was Olivia LeGrand who went up for the shot and got fouled. It was. That is on Stacey Terman, who picks up her third. Second team foul of the quarter. 1 point lead for the Cardinals as the Grand missed the first. Only the third free throw of the game. Reese Rittabus checks back in for the Cardinals. This free throw disparity is insane. 6-3 right now. Second one, no good as well. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Here comes Hawkins across the timeline with full head of steam. Crosses over inside the paint. We'll hand it off to Alcorn, who gets to the right side and flips. Oh, no, they're going to call it travel. I thought there was going to be a foul call because there was a little bit of contact as Alcorn was off balance. Not got blocked, but they called a foul. I mean, a travel, I beg your pardon, on Hot Spring. Mace Juski throws down court. I was wondering when Al Shearer was going to, or someone else from the Bison were going to do this. And a timeout is going to be taken by Hot Spring. They only have full timeouts, and that was more to keep the possession of the ball. Timeouts sponsored by Dunbar's U Design and Top Notch Burger, including hats, Letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. They only got three full timeouts left, so we'll go ahead and take one with them for a message from our fourth quarter sponsor. Tune in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on KCSR.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Twenty-9-17, Chatham Cardinal leads the Hot Springs Bison midway thrill early on in this fourth quarter. I really, one thing I do wish would change at the high school level is that they leave the game clock at least somewhere, so everybody here can tell how much time is left of the game. It's 6:55 to go in this fourth quarter. So Hot Springs will inbound the ball. They still got two timeouts left. Chatham's only burned one. They got both their 30s and two fulls left. Juski will throw an inbound. Bounces off the knee of Destiny Webb and multiple players are on the floor. It was Callie Henderson who got it. Threw it to Reese Rittabus. She gets popped in the face by an elbow. That foul was on Kaylee Bader, who picked up her second. That's the first team foul of the quarter for the Hot Springs Bison. It'll be shattered ball. It's a 1-3-1 zone right now. They're going to bring the corners up high. It looks like a 2-3 from time to time, and there's going to be a blocking foul called on Mason Juski. I believe that's it for her. Yep. She fouls out. Held scoreless tonight by the Shattered Cardinals. 17 foul on the Bison in the fourth quarter. Full handoff. Get rid of us. She'll drive to the left side. Yeah, it's 1-3-1. So, It's not too different, especially in girls basketball. The 1-3-1 isn't as different. It leads to more open threes. Reese Ritterbush takes the advantage of it and hits her second three of the game from the right wing, makes it 32-17, 15-point lead for the Cardinals. With it, top of the key after the press break, is Destiny Webb. She gets it back, waits for a screen from LeGrand. Webb drives toward left side baseline, picks it up, gets it over to Bader, steps to left elbow, fires off the jumper, it missed wide right. LeGrand picks it up and walks toward the baseline, but it gets deflected. That's why I didn't call it, because there was a couple of hands on the ball as LeGrand was going toward the baseline. A little bit disoriented as well when she recovered it. The Bader will inbound it to Destiny Webb, and there will be a tie-up. It'll be Shattering Ball. KTSR's coverage of Shattering High School Sports is sponsored by Wallstrom Ford, Shattering Federal Credit Union, New York Life, Noel Vulcan, Arrow Building Center, Home Haven, Big Bats Conoco, and Security First Bank. Tracy Coggins with the dribble handoff to Henderson, drives the free throw line, bounces out to Ritterbush, takes a long two from the right corner, tips to Coggins, steps through, a little off balance, stuffs the top of the sin two, three times, bounces off Alcorn's hands, then one of the Bison players, I believe that was Elshier's hands, was in there, who were in there second. Who's Shattering Ball, fresh shot clock, Ritterbush catches the inbound, drives left side, deep two, missed, it might have been deflected. Elshier with the rebound, pushes it over to LeGrand, brings it across the timeline, stops the 10-foot line, passes it off over to Bruce, who's over the left wing, now back up top is Bader, as Brooklyn Hoffman will check in for the first time this game on next whistle. Shot missed by Elshier, rebound picked up by the Cardinals, and Reese Ritterbush throws it forward to the cheerleaders, and he goes off a hot spring as Brooklyn Hoffman checks in for the first time tonight. Only been a 7-person rotation for the Cardinals, 8, I beg your pardon, forgot Joe Grice came in the second quarter. He tends to play a little bit of spot duty. This is a normal rotation player with Brooklyn Hoffman. He gets in the fourth quarter, and Henderson able to read and pick off the pass toward Bader at the top of the key. He gets it back off the pass from Alcorn. Tried to give it a go. Hawkins is forced to recover to the 10-foot line. Now Henderson steps in the three and line. Count it. Dowie Henderson with the three ball. Up to five. That's the third main three of the game for the Shattering Cardinals. We have 4.5 to go. Entry pass goes out of play off a hot spring as Riona Kindred will check in for the Bison. 35-17, 19-point game. It's been 11 at moments in this game, but now it's back out to 19 with 4:35 to go in this third quarter. Fourth quarter, beg your pardon. Hawkins drives left elbow, entry pass in too often at the left block. She gets it picked from her, deflected away from her, I beg your pardon, by Webb. And it will be Bruce who brings it across the timeline. That's over to Kindred, steps into the deep two. That was Webb, actually. Rebound tipped out to Henderson for the Cardinals. She was standing at the free throw line. She gets fouled along the far side sideline. That'll be number 3 on the Bison. Let's see who is on. That's Destiny Webb, who fouls out of this game. He fouls out with 6. Joe Grice checks in for Jizzy Alcorn for the Cardinals. And it's going to be timeout taken by Hot Spring. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Designing, top-notch and butter, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll keep it here, 4:10 to go in this fourth quarter. Shattering leading 35-17. While we're in this timeout, let's go ahead and thank some more of the sponsors who allow us to be here night in and night out. Eagle Chevrolet, Peter's Napa Auto Park, Shattered Lumber, Heritage Seed, Morford Stickering Center, Nebraska Land Tire, Hauser's Grab and Go, First National Bank Omaha, Hilltop Lane, FNIC, Wild, Legacy Co-op, and Platte Valley Bank. Chase Thompson here with you. Brad Moore back at the Platte Valley Bank KCSR Studios in downtown Shattern, 35-17, 4:10 to go. In the final frame, Kelsey's got allowed Kelsey Croc to do the coaching during the halftime. I'm out at Baker Farm. Wow. As she went and talked to Desi Alcorn, who I believe is done for the night. 19-point game, 35-17. Palace game is gone. Yeah, I believe that's it for Desi Alcorn, who finishes with 8 points on the night. In fact, 3 of the 5 starters are on the bench for the Shattern Cardinals. As Reese Redderbush, one of the 2 left in the game, will inbound it to Gracie Conkins. Ball gets deflected, and Redderbush gets the pop from behind out of play. Mike Remington, the head coach for Hot Springs, was begging that it wasn't touched, and there's going to be a reaching foul on the inbound by Bader. That's 3 on her, 3 on the team in the quarter, 4 on the team, I beg your pardon, the quarter. The Redderbush will inbound, waits for a couple of cutters. Entry pass goes into Grice, the left block. Grice creates some space, missed shot, rebounded by Kindred. That's going to go out of play off Grice. Bruce will inbound it. Bader with a high dribble brings across the timeline to the right side. Tries to throw it toward Kindred in the right corner. Hendrickson puts it into the stand. So Hot Springs will inbound it from the near side corner. To my right, Bruce drives to the free throw line, throws it up top. Bader, floater from the right elbow is good. And a whistle, timeout taken by Hot Springs. That is their final timeout. It is a full timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. And Hot Springs, a few students at the midcourt line on the far side, really starting to get a little amped up as we got a 16-point game, 35-19. Let's go ahead and take a look at a score for you. Nebraska Cornhuskers are taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight in men's basketball in Iowa City. And a quick look at the scoreboard. For you, Nebraska needs to win to get into the AP top 25. It is 34-31 at the halftime break. Currently, just based on text messages I've been receiving, Nebraska couldn't guard the 3. Next up for Nebraska after tonight, they will go to top 25 Purdue on Sunday morning. The Huskers have been struggling on the road, but at Pinnacle Bank Arena this year, the vault's been locked for the road team. They got a top 15 win over the UCLA Bruins, then UCLA's first trip to Pinnacle Bank Arena. In fact, first matchup since the 1950s when Jerry Bush, grandfather of current Nebraska head basketball coach on the men's side, Fred Hoiberg, was the coach for Nebraska. Cornhusker is the coach on the opposite side, Mr. John Wood. 35-19, 3.5 to go, and a turnover against the full court press from Hot Springs. It was knocked away at the midcourt line. Bader now being hounded by Redderbush, and Redderbush is going to get called for the hand check. That's her first. Team's third of the quarter. 3:25 to go. 16-point game, 35-19. The inbound should come from the near side. They're actually going to put it right in front of Emmy Baker, who hasn't played yet tonight. Oh, yes, she has. Played in the second quarter. First quarter, actually. Driving baseline with it is Al Shear. Kicks it over to Kindred, who drains the right short corner jumper. Now down to a 14-point game. And a foul on Bader. She was trying to poke it away from Calkins and got her hand caught in the cookie jar and will send the freshman to the free throw line for a pair. Jesse Alcorn will check back in. Sophie Watson will check back in. This game ain't over yet. Daisy Zerman will check back in as well. First free throw for Calkins. Nylon. Yeah, this, the free throw shooting is something that I think Cardinals are going to wish they could improve on tonight. After tonight. Calkins. Go for 2 for 2. Got it. First time, Shattern Cardinals have made both their free throws at the free throw line. They are shooting 40% from the line, 8 to 20. That is one of the easier percentages to do out there. So, Hot Springs will inbound the ball down by 16. Loose ball on the floor, picked up by Alcorn at the midcourt line, deflected away by Ritterbush. Alcorn picks up Skisterman at the left wing. 1-3-1 zone's been causing problems. No one was home for the Cardinals. Alcorn was within the block of it and goes to the stands. Hot Springs ball. Shannon's going to man up full court man-to-man. Yeah, it's true. Full court man-to-man. More to waste some time as we got 2:50 to go in this fourth quarter. Good upper dribble. Spruce. She's in trouble. Tried to kick it over to Bader. Hendrickson there to steal it. Missed the runner on the right side. Bruce picked it up. LeGrand was all the way down on left block. Didn't see her in time. Bruce crosses over. Floater inside the Arrow Building Center paint. Missed it. Ritterbush with the rebound. No. Loose ball on the floor. Alcorn picks up LeGrand with it now. Picked up in the air. Alcorn with the rebound. Gives up the floor to Hendrickson. Extra bounce pass to Terman, who fumbles it at the left block. Hits it over to Alcorn. Steps inside the paint. Gets her shot blocked by Kindred. Alcorn, though, with the deflection out to Terman. Extra pass to the right block. Watson gets fouled. That'll be going line for a pair. Foul was on Kindred. First, second, that's team's fifth of the quarter, so it'll be free throws the rest of the way for the Cardinals, and would have been anyways. Now, Sophie Watson, who struggled from the free throw line, goes the line and misses the first. That puts the free throw percentages down into the 30s for tonight for the Shattern Cardinals. 2:07 to go. 37-21. Watson misses that one. It rattled off the iron. Hung for about a second and a half before it came down, rebounded by LeGrand, who drives to the right side in front of their coach. Extra pass over to Kindred. Short floater, rattles home. Kindred's coming up big for the Bison, and we got a 14-point game. Trap on the near side corner. It's going to get thrown away into the bench. Sophie Watson lands in the lap of Brooklyn Hoffman, Madison Morrison on the bench, and Morrison with her hands in her face. Right now on the bench, as LeGrand will inbound it, throws it left toward Bader. Minute 45, LeGrand gets it nearly picked off by Hendrickson, who knocks it into the Hot Springs bench. The padded blue seats taking a beating tonight from the orange pigskin that's in a circular shape. With the bond ball as well. That's what they play with in Nebraska. Jay Bass comes in to Kindred, spins around, sends it up in the air, misses strong. And hammers Alcorn on the rebound. She was off balance. Alcorn got shoved in a very awkward spot. From experience, I know that did not feel good for Jesse Alcorn. Still walk 90, about 87 feet toward the free throw line. And step on the blue painted free throw line with the right foot right on the nail. High arcing free throw hits off the back iron, but the shooter's touch goes down. Alcorn now with the team lead in 9 points. 38-23, the Cardinals lead. That free throw, extremely high arcing, missed the second. Rebound knocked around. It's Watson who gets it, kicks it over to Ritterbush. Three ball off the front rim. Watson gets it. No foul on the shot, but it is going to go out of play off of Hot Spring. Minute 24 to go in the third quarter. Entry pass comes in. Determined they swing it up. Stop to Ritterbush. Shot clock is fresh. Shattern doesn't need to do anything right now, but an entry pass goes into Watson. And she'll be making another walk to the free throw line. It's got to be sixth or seventh time that Watson puts her right foot on the silver nail that is centered along the blue-painted free throw line. Fouls on Kindred, her fourth. And Watson, after going 0-for-2 her last trip, drains the first. And Shattern's going to sub down now. We'll get the players who are on the floor here in a moment. So it'll be Joe Grice, Glenn Hoffman, Bo Barons makes an appearance, the junior, along with Addison Morrison. There's going to be another player who checks in here in a moment. I cannot see because of the scores table. In my view, the second free throw is missed. Long rebound grabbed by Hoffman, and there's going to be a substitution timeout, 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here, and it will be Riley Huffman who checks in for the Cardinals. here in a moment. Alex Rasmussen, Annabelle Vandermeer, along with, I believe that's the Lou, in uniform tonight for the Cardinals. There was a 30-second timeout taken by Kelsey Scott. Timeout sponsored by Dunbar's Union Design. Top natural brother, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized animal, stuffed animals. We only got about a minute to go in this game. 39-23. The Shattern Cardinals lead the Hot Springs Bison as we've crossed the top of the hour here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR. Shattern, Nebraska, and streaming live on ShatternRadio.com. It is a minute 13 to go in this game. It'll be Riley Huffman who inbounds it, gets it over to Addison Morrison, who fires off the mid-range J and gets it to go down. Shattern tonight, 10-26 from the free throw line. That's something that Kelsey Scott is not going to be too pleased about. Under 1 minute to go, only an 18-point game and a turnover on Hot Springs. They're looking for the outlet pass. They're stuck in the right wing, trying to find the outlet. It's about the 10-foot line on the far left side. It goes into the student section at the midcourt line. Pass goes through the hands of Brooklyn Hoffman into the Shattern bench on the near side. Bison ball, 49.2 to go in this one. Man-to-man defense for the Cardinals. Pass goes to the left side, new player. Devere up there for the Bison to wrap this one up. Now driving middle is Emily Baker. Spins it around. Turn around. Bruce with the miss. Second chance miss by DeBoer. You had to think for a second sometimes. And a whistle on the rebound. Haley White picks up the foul. And the team's jog 90 feet down the free throw line where Brooklyn Hoffman will step to the free throw line. For a pair. Hoffman didn't come off the bench until a lot later than I expected her tonight. She's been one of the main rotation players, usually number two off the bench as of late for the Shattern Cardinals, or number three, behind Morrison and Hendrickson. She goes over two. Offensive rebound from Grice, and she gets fouled on the putback. Shattern's taken, well, after these two free throws, would be 30 attempts from the line in this game. Hot Springs up only four. First free throw for Grice. Ricks off the back iron. And it hasn't been pretty from the line either tonight from the Cardinals. Kelsey Crock, the assistant, asking the team bookkeeper, fourth free throw numbers as Grice goes 1-for-2 from the line. Makes it 42-23. Shattern is 11-for-30 from the line. It's about a 32% clip. Dead on the clock. Drive toward the basket and a whistle on Grice. I'm going to say it's on the floor. I like this call right here. I know it's on Barron. I like the call there, though. The shooter was definitely in the air, but the officials are ready for this one to get over. 19-point game, 42-23. Entry pass comes in. Shot laying is good by Emily Baker. And that'll do it. 42-25 is the final score. Shattern Cardinals move to 5-4 on the season. Have Lakota Tech Tatanka coming up on Thursday. And Hot Springs Bison drop to 1-4. They go to Bennett County coming up on Thursday. That'll do it for the Best Western West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Fourth quarter, we'll go ahead and take a break, come back, and wrap up this girls game in the 5th-7 postgame show. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shattern, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shattern or online at WahlstromCars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Your financial future is bright at the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shadron Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Shadron, where members mean more than money.
For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
This is the Fitz 7 postgame show. Fitz 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Well, welcome to the Fitz 7 postgame show. Fitz 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Shadron Cardinals take down the Hot Springs Bison by 42-25 score. All scores tonight was Jesse Alcorn. He finished with 9 points. Cardinals hit 3 threes. Two of those came from Reese Ritterbush, who finished with 7. One of them came from Callie Hendrickson, who finished with 5. Also scoring for the Cardinals was Sophie Watson with 6, Gracie Calkins with 5, Madison Morrison with 4, and Joe Grice with a free throw late. The Cardinals struggled from the free throw line, 11 for 30 from the line this game as they move to 5-4 on the season. They'll go to Lakota Tech on Thursday. I'll be up there calling that game from Lakota Tech. And on the flip side, the Hot Springs Bison dropped to 1-4 on the season. They're led in scoring by Keona Kindred and Destiny Webb with 6 points as well. Started off on an 18-0 run for the Cardinals that went through midway through the second quarter, and they held on to win 42-25. Hot Springs had a chance to get into single digits for the deficit, but it was the Cardinals who come out on top by a 42-25 score. This is the Fitz 7 postgame show. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week now here in South Dakota, and you've gotten a little bit of a taste of this over the past 3 games for the Shadron Cardinals. They only do 15-minute gaps, so my postgame's got to be a little bit shorter so I can give the boys the respect of the pregame that they deserve. So that'll do it for the Fitz 7 postgame show. When we come back, we'll get the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show going for the boys side of things. Shadron Hot Springs boys coming up next here on 610 KCS. 610 AM KCSR and ShadronRadio.com. We'll talk to you in about 4.5 minutes. You're tuning in to Shadron Cardinal Basketball here on KCSR.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Arrow Building Center in Shadron is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Shadron cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go Cards, on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Shadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatterton, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2/1.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the...
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your...
windshield wipers. eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Shadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Shadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ShadronMotors.com. Shadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Shadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Shadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. This is the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadron Community Hospital.
The final countdown to the boys' game is on. It's live back here on Shatter Community Hospital pregame show. Shatter and Hot Springs coming up next here on Stereo 610 AM. JCSR in Shatterad.com. Shatter boys 2-6 on the season. Hot Springs 0-3. Hot Springs and Shatter do have mutual opponents so far this season. It was a 55-49 loss for the Hot Springs Bison at the Alliance Bulldogs. Now, that Alliance team is not what they are today, so we'll see how things get going tonight for the Shatter Cardinals. We're live here on the Shatter Community Hospital pregame show. We'll go ahead and take our first break. Come back with more pregame. You're tuning in to Shattering Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatteringRadio.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattering Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank. And if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful.
That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583. So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Chadron Community Hospital, bringing in show, Chadron Community Hospital, exceeding standard excellence in healthcare. I'm Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here, member FDIC. Brad Moore here with us as well in Chadron, runs the controls tonight from the Platte Valley Bank KCSR studios. Chadron Cardinals 2-6 coming in on three straight losses, and it's been a rough road in those three straight losses. It's been the three legit teams. Ogallala was a 70-39 loss in Valentine, where the Chadron Cardinals just struggled waking up on that Tuesday morning at the Sheboygan Center. They ended up losing 81-71. Thomas Smith had 25 points in the fourth quarter to make that game interesting. And then back on Saturday, they took on Glassview Scotts Bluff Bell, 70-46 in a game that the Cardinals only were down by two at the end of the first quarter. We'll go ahead and take another break. We are a little bit tight on time, so we'll go ahead and take another break. Come back and get Chadron Lock Keys of the Game. You're tuning in. Chadron Cardinal Basketball here on 6 a.m. KCSR and ChadronRadio.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Chadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Chadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Chadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Chadron Avenue in Chadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO. Independent and family owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Chadron shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4484.
88.
Welcome back to the Saturn Community Hospital pregame show. Saturn Community Hospital, exceeding standard excellence in healthcare. Let's go ahead and jump in the Country Kitchen turn last, then we'll get to the Shattern Rock Keys game. Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Shattern. The Shattern Cardinals going to come out with number 0, Thomas Smith, followed by number 2, Brady Daniels, number 3, Creighton Ryan, number 22, Talon Zelnick, and number 35, Tobin Landon, Derek Bissonnette, and on the starting line for the first time this season. Hot Springs is going to come out with number 3, Derek Mills, Connor Kramer, number 5, Clancy Copel, McCoy Rippentop, as well, I missed one starter, and that will be number 13, Caleb Kleinsasser. They are head coached by Aaron Dodaboom. That is your Country Kids starting lineup. My Shattern Rock Keys game, Shattern Lock. We'll be able to lock safe security cameras, access control keys, and more. Is can the Shattern Cardinals get over their 3-game losing streak? And it looks like there's going to be a technical foul free throw at the beginning. I did not see what happened. Oh, there was a pregame dunk is what happened. I did not see it, but there is some technical foul free throws. Thank you to the film staff from Hot Springs, South Dakota, as Ingenice goes 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. He is one of the Country Kitchen stars. Okay, now that just adjusted my deadlock. He's the game. Now you just spotted 2 points to the Shattern Cardinals. Can you get back on top? I haven't seen a dunking technical in over 15 years. In fact, in Nebraska, you can dunk now in pregame warm-up. So it's Hot Springs ball and an immediate 5-second inbound call on Hot Springs. This first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. And right as Shattern inbounds the ball, I do want to say thank you to Brad Moore for helping out with the pregame lineup. It was a little tricky with timing, but Brad, you did everything correctly. Thank you for that. So Shattern basketball going left to right on your radio dial to begin this one. They're in their red-black uniforms with red numbers, white trim. Brady Daniels drives baseline, one-handed pass to Ryan at the left wing, 3-ball line. Great, Ryan, count it. 3-2 Cardinals. Remember, Shattern effectively spotted Hot Springs 2 points, and a quick timeout is going to be taken by Aaron Dodaboom, a 30-second timeout. I want to go ahead and take one with them because I never know how these quarters are going to be. We'll be back in 30 seconds after this message from Nebraska Bank. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Okay, so Aaron Dodaboom, the head coach for Hot Springs, did call a full timeout. So let's reset a little bit what has happened so far in this game. There's been a lot that's happened in the past 2.5 minutes of real time. So at the beginning of this game, instead of a tip-off, Hot Springs went to the free throw line to my left for a technical free throws, two technical free throws based on a pregame dunk. Now, in Nebraska, what usually goes on is a 20-minute pregame. The officials don't come out until there's 15 minutes on the clock. So officials don't see the dunk. They don't call the technical foul. And up here in South Dakota, we do 15-minute pregame, and that's what happened. So it's effectively 3-2 because Creighton Ryan hit a 3-ball first, Shattern. Hot Springs with their first legit offensive possession of the game. Free throw line jumper by Janice was blocked. I beg your pardon, that's Kleinsasser. It was blocked, so it'll be Hot Springs ball. I'm still trying to catch up with things, so just bear with me for a moment. So it'll be McCoy Rippentop, who gets it in to Janice, steps to the free throw line, backside floater is missed, and a foul on the rebound going the other way. They're going to pop Connor Kramer with this first. That's the first team foul. And by the way, that technical does mean Shatter does have a foul. Team foul logged already. 3-2 Cardinals. Creighton Ryan with first possession, 3-ball from the left wing. As Brady Daniels gets the drive inside the Arrow Building, center paint lane is pure off the kiss with the glass. Remember, Arrow Building Center, that reminds me, when you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center and Shattern with a forced the turnover. Pass outside gets deflected, and Brady Daniels will slow things down. Three ball. Daniels, left wing. Here, Brady Daniels drains the second three of the game for the Cardinals. They have quickly ran out to an 8-0 run. after the technical free throw. Hot Springs barely able to break it across the timeline. Stop it at the left wing, pushing it back out top is Klein Foster. Now he gets it back. Right side with it is Derek Mills. Little handoff to Janice, steps inside the paint, goes over to the top of Landon and gets it to go. He has all 4 points so far for the Bison. 8-4, Shattern with the lead. Daniels gets a screen from Jelinek, drives to the right side. Thomas Smith, near side corner, back out to Daniels. Thought about taking it over Janice, drives between the legs, gets to the right elbow, and at the free throw line. Quick little saucer pass over to Jelinek, who gets to the right block. Ed was looking at the basket, but he flips it up top to Daniels. Set on the shot clock. Daniels gets the screen from Landon. Throws it in at the last moment. Landon on the left side block. Missed it. Rebounded by Riffenstop. Here comes the Bison. Now on the right side with it is Denise. Left side stop. Pop three. Hits it off the back 10. Rebounded by Thomas Smith. And that's the second time he's going to get fouled. On the rebound by Connor Kramer as Derek Bissonnette checks in. So now it'll be Brady Daniels, Derek Bissonnette, Alan Jelinek, Tobin Landon, and Thomas Smith out there for the Cardinals. Double Landon, that was his third start of the season. As Jelinek sets pick and roll, Daniels steps through, right block lay and miss. Jelinek backside rebound, put back is good. Alan Jelinek is one of the guys I want to have on my show tonight. We're going to have seniors from the Shattern Cardinal basketball team on Sports Weekly tomorrow night. Tune in as Klein Saucer breaks the press. Thinking about taking the three and traveling with it is Derek Mills. We Shattern ball 10-4 Cardinal. Daniels will bring it across the timeline. Use the head fake, drives left. It was a hesitation move, stops, spins, going up against Denise, kicks up top. Three ball. Daniels! Missed it. I thought that was good. Hot Springs with a rebound, bringing it across the timeline. Player about to come in for Hot Springs, that is driving the basket, getting the foul. Contact him, one. Connor Kramer picked up two early fouls and they go to the line to complete the old fashioned 3-point play. And we'll see Todd and Schroat check in. As Kramer goes to the line to finish off the old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw hits off the back 10. First free throw, actually. That was the third free throw of the game. Jelinek left block. Great contact. Double clutch. Missed it. Going to be going to the free throw line after the foul. That foul is on Caleb Meinsaster. His first. He's third. Connor Kramer with two. He's still out there for the Bison as Jelinek at the free throw line. Rattles in home. Eleven, six, 4:22 to go in this first quarter. Hot Springs started this game with 2-0 lead. The second free throw for Jelinek is down. It's 4 already. And Brady Daniels and Braden Ryan the scorers so far for the Cardinals. They're coming out on a full court, well, half court trapping press. 12-6 Cardinals lead. Draft coming in. It's a 10-second backcourt violation. Hot Springs was dilly dallying around about 3 or 4 feet. It would be from my view to the right of the half court line in their backcourt, and they didn't even get into the trap before the 10-second call was whistle. The Gallus Sanders was really animated for that call, and they got it. So it'll be Bissonnette with it at the logo. Crosses over the 10-foot line. Daniels, left wing, gets it over to Thomas Smith. Far side corner, three. That was way right. Bissonnette, backside rebound. Good. Derek Bissonnette now on the scoreboard. 16-4, the Cardinals lead. Timeout taken by Hot Springs. That'll be a full timeout. We'll keep it here. Aaron Notaboom with the second full timeout. We'll keep it here. 16-6, Shattern Cardinals lead to Hot Springs Bison. Wow. So, in the past 6 minutes of real time, game has kind of had a different pace to it. With these 15-minute free games, it's a little bit harder for me to kind of judge to get it right so we can at least give the Shattern Community Hospital Be Bright pregame for the boys side of things. And tonight was even a little bit quicker than I thought it would be. So we came into this game, and right off the get-go, Hot Springs went to the free throw line. I didn't see what happened. Thank you to the film crew for Hot Springs for letting me know what happened when Angel Nice was at the free throw line for two free throws. It was a technical foul, and I dunked from Shatter in the warm-ups. I didn't see it, but that's what happened. And Hot Springs Bison went up 2-0 on the first. And on the inbound, Shatter forced a 5-second inbound violation call. Graydon Ryan, when it hit three, then we've been game on ever since. So we'll refresh who's on the court as we see them. So for Hot Springs, it'll be Angel Nice, McCoy Rippentop, along with Caleb Weinsaucer, Thad Van Street, who is not a starter, and Connor Kramer, and Clancy Kopel for the Hot Springs Bison. The Shattern Cardinals right now, their starters were Crane Ryan, Thomas Smith, Tobin Landon, Dallin Jelinek, and Brady Daniels, and Hot Springs throws it into the seat on the inbound. But out there right now is Derek Bissonnette, Brady Daniels, Tobin Landon, Dallin Jelinek, and Tobin Rush, who just checked in for the first time tonight. And Derek Bissonnette will give a dribble drive to Daniels, the left wing, step back, to throw it to Bissonnette, the left wing, and she passed to Landon. It's deflected, picked off by Evan Street. And Connor Kramer with two fouls will bring it across timeline to the right wing. They'll get it over to Janice, left wing. Kramer, right side, swings it into the stands over the head of Evan Street in the far corner. It'll be Chatterton ball as Derek Mills, who was one of the starters, cracks back in for the Bison of Hot Springs. Now, this is a series that's been pretty frequently played since 2006, almost every year, and Shattern leads 16-3, although last year they did lose by 15 to the Bison in Shattern. Last time they were up here, it was Hot Springs 65-60. Brady Daniels, Thomas Smith played pretty well against the Bison, and as Daniels goes to the basket, just caught in the air, got fouled, but wanted to go in line for a pair of free throws. In fact, last time, two teams played up here at Case Gym. Brady Daniels had 11 points in what was a 65-60 Hot Springs win. As we're going to see Nick Cruz check in for the first time for the Bison, Crane Ryan, Thomas Smith coming in as well for the Cardinals, as Brady Daniels hits the first. That'll be Tobin Russ, Tobin Landon taking a break. So it's our usual starting lineup right now on the floor for the Shattern Cardinals. Daniels goes 1-for-2 from the line. Thought I didn't say anything. 15-6 Cardinals with 2:50 to go. Mills pushes over to the right side. Kramer being hounded by man-to-man defense by Daniels. Drives the basket. Creates a foul on Derek Bissonnette. And we go in line for a pair. First quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank. Rude with you and rooting for you. By the way, the tip-off of this game, which we didn't see tonight, but we'll call the technical fouls. Our tip-off was sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Chris Strathide, State Farm is there for you. And Kramer misses the first. Does have two fouls in this game. That foul, again, was on Derek Bissonnette, his first team's third of the quarter. And free throw for Kramer. It's off the back iron. Oh, and a major fall by McCoy Rippentop. He's fine, but I could hear that one over my headset. And these synthesizers I use are really good for blocking out noise. Bissonnette, far side corner three. That one rattled halfway home, but bounced out. Rippentop, who hit the deck really hard, got the rebound on that one. As Derek Mills brings it across timeline. A 1-3-1 zone for Shattern. Driving baseline, firing up the floater was Cruz. They missed it, rebounded by Jelinek on the backside. Jelinek looks gassed. Daniels now with the right wing. The right wing crosses over, brings it back out, crosses over again, trying to get past Denise, trying to work him over. Now Bissonnette will drive, kicks that out to Ryan, and there's going to be a charge called on Derek Bissonnette. He picks up number two in quick succession. It'll be Hot Springs ball. Bissonnette will sit for Tobin Rush. Cole Carnahan, Tyson Boyer are the only other two. It's going to be a 1-3-1 three-quarter court press for the Cardinals, and Hot Springs breaks it easily. And Chatter's going to fall into, looks like now a boxing one, but it's truth, 1-3-1. Get passed out, 2-0, left elbow. Far side corner. Kramer, well short, hit the bottom of the nylon, but it was rebounded by Mills. Shot clock did not reset. Shot clock's down to 5. No one sees it. Denise sees it on the far side. Fires a 3, missed it long. Tobin Russ with the rebound. Goes off the bottom of the rim. Ryan swings it. Smith, 3, far corner, missed it. And Rippentop with the rebound. This Hot Springs team is gritty. These are two teams that are filled with grit going at each other right now. Both have had a regretful start to the season. They're going to battle tonight here at Kaser Gym in Hot Springs, South Dakota. Driving to the right side, short corner screws. He gets trapped, throws it up top. Denise has to pick it over to Mills real quick, and Notaboom's going to quickly burn a timeout. He's already burned through 3 timeouts in this first quarter. He's been doing this for a while, but I hate to admit it, I question this. That's a 30-second timeout. He's already down to 2 as a full and a 30 as Eliu Paupau will check in for the Cardinals along with Cole Carnahan. This is to give his team a little bit of a breather going into second quarter Kyle Sanders. 15-6 late in this first quarter, the Chatham Cardinals lead the Hot Springs Bison. This game, apparently I've seen it all already. We've already seen a dunk. I didn't see it because it was in the pregame, and I was getting stuff done between the games. Seen technical free throws, which was then the first official technical handed to the Chatham Cardinals this season. Again, I didn't see what happened. So, Lyon Paupau will get a rare moment of playing in legit time. He is one of the older players on this team, a junior. On the right side with it is Rippentop. Ryan tried to rip it away from him, fired it up, and the shot clock expired. That's the first shot clock violation of his ninth. The girls' game, the team thought it did, but it was a live ball, and Shannon was able to close out because of that. It'll be Crane. Ryan brings it across timeline, gets it over to the left side. Brady Daniels not out there. That's why I think Paupau's out there. He throws it inside to Russ. Gets knocked away. Lands at the bench. Hot Springs, shattering ball. 8 second effort. Between shot and game clock. With a 16-5 score, the Shattering Cardinals lead the Hot Springs Bison. So it'll be Thomas Smith and Crane. Ryan probably sharing point guard duties on this possession. Looks to around for Paupau to Landon. Skips over to Smith. Left side wing. 3 ball. Well strong. Smith 0-for-3, and Paupau tried to go in and battle Rippentop for the rebound. Shot clock turned off. Here comes Hot Springs in transition. Dunnies kicks it over to Kramer. Uses the head fake, drives right. Landon with the coverage, but Kramer drains the short range J. 3 on the clock. Ryan looks up, swings it at the buzzer. No good. Wide right. And that'll do it for the first quarter. 15-8, the Shattering Cardinals lead the Hot Springs Bison after 1. This first quarter was sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll go ahead and take a pause. Second quarter coming up next here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShadronRadio.com.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
The second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau Agent Brian Lediger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau Agent Brian Lediger. 15-8 is for Shattering Cardinals lead the Hot Springs Bison. We get start the second quarter. Brady Daniels check back in. Chatter with the ball going left to right. On your radio dial, Thomas Smith, left wing, drives, middle, will back it out. Don Jelinek, Creighton Ryan, and Dublin Landon out there for the Cardinals. And we're going to get a hand check call. Levon Kramer, which lead number three. Yep, the coaches, the assistant, Lindell Denise, and Max Jerusa are signaling at the coaches that it was number four. It's three. The officials know it, but Kramer will sit for Nick Cruz. So it'll be Shattering Cardinal ball. Smith with a give and go, rolls the baseline, kicks out to Jelinek. If it was to Daniels, it would have been three, but he gets it. He's the hesitation move, drives inside. Ryan inside the paint, in trouble. Bails out to Talon Jelinek around the horn. Al Sanders really animated to my left. Spins it around. Daniels. For the left block, missed the shot. I like the move, though. I like the post move. Going up again, in Janice, and here comes Bison going right to the left. Shattering sitting in the 1-3-1 zone. And boys basketball, usually they're trying to trap out of this and force turnovers. Yep, here comes the trap from the left block. That is very common at the boys' level. Jelinek trying to dive for it, and it's an over and back on Hot Spring. I am kind of shocked Kyle Sanders is showing this right now. First time that they've run it all year. It'll be Gray and Ryan to inbound it to my right. Gets it out to Brady Daniels. Fumbles the inbound, but it wasn't really a fumble. He decided to tip it up in the air for a little bit of film study. As he has his left wing, spins it out to Landon outside the left short block. Now Jelinek gets it. Screen by Daniels. He's trying to back down his defender. That is Caleb Kleinsasser. Missed shot, rebounded by Kleinsasser, and here comes the Bison going right to the left. Is Derek Mills, who brought it across the timeline. Extra pass over to the right corner with a dish groove. He'll hand it out over to Mills. Jelinek playing the top side. I like this. I love that Jelinek playing the top side. He forces his second over and back in back-to-back possession. I love having Jelinek up there. You don't typically see a player like Jelinek playing the top of a 1-3-1 defense. Landon, left block, Smith, top of the key, three, off the left side of the rim, screened right, rebounded by Mills. But Jelinek, just his hustle, and Daniels is going to pick off the pass, looking for Janice from Kleinsasser. Mills rightfully slow it down across the timeline, has a fresh haircut as well. Step back, thought about taking it over to Janice, one-handed pass over to Smith, drives baseline, gets underneath the basket, lay-in off the right side of the backboard is Pierce. Gave it a little kiss, too, off the glass. His first two of the game. And another turnover by Hot Spring. Daniel, left block, lay-in, count it. And a timeout taken by Aaron Notaboom. Timeout sponsored by Dunbar's U Design at Tom Nashville, including Hats, Letterman, Jackets, and Personalized Stuffed Animals. A full timeout. Hot Springs is only down to 1:30 left. We'll go ahead and take the timeout with them for a message from our second quarter sponsor, Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Liniger, in Shadron. Then, rest easy, knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
The Shatter Cardinals lead the Hot Springs Bison as we're early in this second quarter. Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Brad Moore in the Platte Valley Bank KCSR studio. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. 5:41 to go in this second quarter. This has been a weird one. A really weird one. This game is going to be one I remember. And we're not even halfway through this. My goodness. Seen it all already in Brady Daniels. Tips the pass from Denise looking for that fence route into the student section, which is in the midcourt section on the far side. Chattern Cardinal fans are to the left of them and on the near side to my left. The 1-3-1 zone, Talon Jenick on top of it, running baseline is Cruz, thought about taking it, now Mills will pop three and hit it. That's the first made three of the game for the Bison, 19-11. His score is spin counter! Makes it 22-11. He was up the left wing, and Jelinek nearly rips away from Janice. Now Von Schroth on the far side. It's over to Mills. Mills, third hit one. Will Cruz hit one. Banks it home! His second made three of the game. In fact, it was a Cruz who made the one on the previous possession, 22-14. Daniels gets a scream of Jelinek. Jelinek leveled Janice. Janice gets back up. Daniels going one-on-one. Gins Von Schroth. Extra pass. Gins Smith counter. That hits off the front of the rim, and I would have lost it. 22-14, 8-point game midway through this second quarter. Mills in trouble. Being hounded at the top of the 1-3-1 zone, asked to get it off. Early got out of the way. That's Schroth on the far side. Daniels closing out around the horn, goes the Bison. They have Mills near side corner. Three, Mills, nearly wedgies. Denise looks to put back and good on the left side. Bye. Oh, my. Hi. Extra pass. Jelinek left wing. Thought about taking it from Daniels. Gets the basket. Creates contact in. It looks like it touches nothing but nylon, but it had the same visual effect in the first quarter. It was no good. And Cruz picked up the foul. And Jelinek will be going to the line for a pair. And while he's doing that, we better make sure we thank some of our sponsors for tonight. Studio 308, the Niche Studio 308, specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. And Shattered Chiropractic, and if Talon Jenick keeps playing like 15, might need to visit Shattered Chiropractic tomorrow. We've only got one spine, take care of it with Sport of Chiropractic here in downtown Shattered. And Fire Nights Mechanical. Fire Nights Mechanical, your Green Pro partner in Shattered. Making your home business feel like perfect season, all season. Well, the guys didn't know about a ring unit today at 432-6722. And Kyle Sanders called a timeout. It was a 30-second timeout. 24-16. We'll get who's on the floor here in a moment. I saw Cole Carnahan and Tobin Russ go to the scores table for the Shattering Cardinals. This game has been strange. And I got to stop saying it, but I want to check in on another strange game over in Iowa City. The Nebraska Cornhuskers, excuse me, the Iowa Hawkeyes are playing. Game that I know will draw a lot of interest because we were watching it on Saturday, and Iowa's gone on a 8-2 run, take 74-70 lead over the Nebraska Cornhuskers. 81 seconds to go. You can watch that game on Peacock and listen to this game on ShadowRadio.com or 610 AM KCSR as well. We're not going to have a Nebraska men's basketball game for quite some time here on KCSR. Busy month for Shattern Cardinal basketball. A lot of Tuesday, Thursday. And, of course, now that we have Sports Weekly firing off again on Wednesday night, getting tomorrow night out of the winery, it's going to get a little bit more difficult to fit in some games. Mills brings it, gets across the timeline. Shattern playing in Carnahan just confused the defense. They got away with it as Von Schroth missed the three. Bishnet will check in. Carnahan thought they were in the man-to-man, but they're still riding the 1-3-1. As Derek Bissonnette will check back in, he has two fouls. It'll be Brady Daniels to bring it across the timeline. 3:40 to go in this Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Lenniger's second quarter. Daniels with a dribble handoff from Landon. Three ball. What's the call? Going to be able to leave. No, they're going to call. Was that 34? That's Janine. Call is box two from Shattern. It'll be Daniels inbound. If they're trying to get it to land on left block, they get it to him. He pushed it off the glass. Good. So the man has been a force in the Arrow Building Center paint as of late. Denise will get across the timeline. Barely with 3 extra seconds, gets trapped, sticks it over the near side. With it is Cruz. Inside. Ripping top, bouncing off land and missed the first one. Put back is missed it as well. Long rebound to Denise, who gets it at the free throw line. rolls to the basket, loses control of the ball in the air. Dallas Sanders doesn't believe that he heard a whistle, but it is going to be on Bissonnette, his third. There goes Thomas Smith. And Colin Belknap. This has been fun. So Janice will go to the free throw line. He actually hit two free throws even before the game officially started. Missed that one. Been pretty quiet since. On the free throw line. So then landed. Derek Bissonnette check out for the Cardinals. Denise will back in line for the second half of the pair. Missed that one as well. Ribbentop goes over the top of Landon. First pack is good. A bigger part, and that was Dane. This is first two of the game. Back to a 6-point game. Daniels, easy look at the basket. Drives around, laying on the right side. It's good. He's up into the double figures. But then, 26-18, 2:40 to go in the quarter. Hot Springs is dilly-dallying around down the half-court line, but it gets over to Von Schrute, who drives the basket, and that should be a tie-up. It is. Don Jonak put his hands in on there, forced the tie-up. It'll be Hot Springs ball. Shot clock stays at 23 with 2:32 to go. 26-18 the score. 8-point lead for the Cardinals. Ribbentop throws it in. Chatham's playing really good defense tonight. Needs fadeaway jumper missed, rebounded to Daniels. He turns around, runs up to the right side, uses left hand to cross over. He nearly blows his own tire, spins around, one-handed pass. Carnahan, extra pass to Russ. Three ball way long. Carnahan chases after it. He takes an awkward spill. Hot Springs has a chance for a fast break, but the Cardinals get back on defense. They're going to fall into a man-to-man on this. Denise drives to the right side. Oh, it's a whistle. And a charge taken by Tal on Jelinek. It was on Denise, his second. So the man in checks in. Jelinek gets up, limping toward the bench. Well, walking gingerly is a better way to say it. Grant Ryan tells the man in check back in. And apparently, Nebraska just lost to Iowa. And a text I got shows. Now, guess what? Nebraska-Iowa happened again. Did not say the language that's in the text. As Brady Daniels went up against Denise, crosses over, gets to the left block, kicks out the screen right at the far corner. So the landing at the left wing now. Daniels uses the head fake, goes up against Denise, spins around, gets it over to Thomas Smith. Three ball, it looks good, it is! Thomas Smith with his second made three of the game brings it out to a 31-18 lead with 90 seconds to go in this first half. Hey, coming up on the Shatter Insurance to Fit Your Needs halftime report, we've got this first half. What a wild one it's been. We're going to have to watch our time on that because there's a lot to talk about as Mills pops three and drains it to the near side corner. 7-point game, 31-21. Daniel gets the screen from Tobin Ross, steps through, no look pass to Smith, gets fouled, they have won! He used his eyes to pull the defender off. Man, that was a quarterback move right there. By Brady Daniels, used his eyes to pull the defender away from Thomas Smith. Gets the pass to him. Smith lays it in off the right side, got harmed and made the shot. And drains the free throw. 34-21, 60 seconds to go in this Farm Bureau agent, Brian Lineger's second quarter. Will Garnahan goes to the scorer's table as Denise has his left side. Good screen set by Ribbentop on Smith. Now the right, up top with it is Ribbentop. Gets it back off the pass. Takes the DJ. Reigns it. Wow, he is a... I like these big guys. Denise and Ribbentop, really good players. They can have combined for 10 points in this first half. 9-point game, 34-23. Daniels drives the basket. Extra pass to Smith. Three ball. Got it! 37-23. Cardinals looking to end a three-game losing streak that dates back to the first round of the George Watson Shattern Rotary Holiday Classic. Up by 14. Denise drives the basket. Missed the shot. Good defense by the Cardinals. Shot clock turned off. Loose ball and a foul. I believe they're going to give this one to Tobin Ross. Cole Carnahan will check in. No, that goes the other way. Weinstocker. Picks up his third. That's actually the fifth on the Bison in the quarter. Carnahan in. Now Trey Owsley goes to the scorer's table. Dylan Russ goes to the free throw line for a pair. That's the first brick hit. Going to be Creighton Ryan and Brady Daniels going to score, going to the bench, and Elihu Powell will check in, I believe, for Thomas Smith. And Kyle Sanders, I think he's preparing for this second half to be a war. He's going to have his top scorers taking a break for the rest of the half. None of them are in foul trouble. Fouls haven't really been an issue for the Cardinals. Tillman Russ goes 0 for 2. Carnahan tips it up in the air. That is going toward the baseline. Little Landon forces the box out. That should be shattered ball, and it is. 9 seconds to go in the half. Kyle Sanders is going to keep his scores out. What a half. Now it's been veterans plus 39 to start this game, plus 19 to start this game. Shot was missed. Johnny with the rebound and a foul is given by the Cardinals. That is a good foul right there. Hold on, Cole Carnahan. His first. That was a good foul. Shattern does have a foul to give. I would foul Rowdy about. I'm going to do it now. Nope. Mills will fire off the rim. The buzzer in. And nearly goes in off the right side. That'll do it for the first half. 37-23 is our halftime score. Shattern Cardinals. Wow. Let me do some math real quick. That's 16. So plus 18 since the start of this game. Again, Hot Streak Bison. And the Cardinal players are walking towards the locker room looking sore. That'll do it for the second quarter. This second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. We'll go ahead and take a break. Fit 7 post, no. Fit Insurance Halftime Show coming up next here on KCSR.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shattern, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shattern or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Ranchers, are you ready to maximize your herd's potential? Legacy Co-op has everything you need to boost your cattle's health and performance. From our premium grind and mix offerings to our convenient lick tubs, we provide solutions to keep your cattle thriving. Don't forget about our high-quality DDG cubes designed to power up your herd with nutrients they need or our tailored mineral mixes. Don't settle for less. Contact Legacy Co-op. Grow in the future and your profits.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shattern. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shattern, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Shattern Heights student-athletes.
The Shattern Insurance Halftime Show. Shattern Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShatternInsurance.com.
Oh, welcome to Shattern Insurance to fit your need halftime show. The Shattern Cardinals lead 37-23. And while this game has been wild, the game in Iowa City has just gone bananas. Nebraska just hit a three. To take it to overtime against the Iowa Hawkeyes, score at the end of regulation is 76-76. But here in Hot Springs, man, it's been wild as well. The game started with Hot Springs leading 2-0 after a donkey technical on the Shattern Cardinals. In pregame, And on the first possession for Hot Springs out of the technical, there was a five-second inbound call. Crane Ryan hit a three, and it's been all Cardinals since. And then just a game that has been wild. These two teams have gone to war. Unbelievable what we've seen. Saturn's trying to end a three-game losing streak and a two-game losing streak to the Hot Springs Bison. That dates back to the last time that these two teams played up here. And it's been the Thomas Smith show. 14 points. He's hit three threes already. Crane Ryan's hit a three. Brady Daniels hit a three. Tova Landon's on the scoreboard. Talon Dunnick's on the scoreboard. Man, what this game has been. It was a seven-point lead for the Cardinals, 15-8 after the first quarter, and they've since spread it out to 37-23 at the halftime break. And a lot of it was done in the last minute and a half of the first half. We're live here on the Shatter Insurance to Fit Your Needs halftime show. Leading scorer for the Hot Springs Bison, Nick Cruz, who hit two threes in a row late in midway through the second quarter. Saturn countered both times with Thomas Smith. So this half has been wild. I cannot wait to see what we have going forward in the second half. Yeah, that will be coming up next. We'll go ahead and take a longer halftime break. Jet Rasmussen with the news update. When we come back, we'll get going. Let's start the second half. You're tuning in to Shattering Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 6 a.m. KCSR and ShatteringRadio.com. As we've actually crossed the top of the hour, you're listening to 6 a.m. KCSR, Shattering Nebraska. We'll be back in 5 minutes here on KCSR.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR, Shadron.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Your financial future is bright at the Shattern Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shattern Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Shattern, where members mean more than money.
With your Shadrad halftime update, I'm Jet Rasmussen. The Nebraska State Patrol is investigating a shooting incident that involved deputies from the Washington County Sheriff's Office. At approximately 2:07 Monday afternoon, a Washington County Sheriff's deputy performed a traffic stop on a Jeep Cherokee in Arlington, Nebraska. During the traffic stop, the vehicle was occupied by a female driver, male passenger, and a one-year-old child. The driver was arrested by deputies for driving under suspension and was transported to Washington County Jail. The male passenger, however, identified as David Beecher, age 48, of Omaha, Nebraska, had an active felony warrant for assault. Preliminary investigation shows that Beecher refused to cooperate with deputies, and deputies became aware that Beecher was in possession of a firearm. After Beecher exited the vehicle, multiple rounds of fire were exchanged, and Beecher was injured but continued resisting arrest. From there, he was taken into custody and transported to UNMC in Omaha with what are believed to be non-life-threatening injuries. The child was placed in protective care, and the Nebraska State Patrol is investigating the incident. The city of Shadron issued 34 building permits in 2024, which will add an estimated $7.9 million in value. Almost all the permits were issued for work inside the city limits, with just four of the permits covering work in the city's two-mile jurisdictional zone. 14 commercial property permits account for more than $6.9 million in new valuation, up from commercial additions valued at $2 million in 2023. City Planning and Zoning Administrator Janet Johnson said the largest commercial development projects included the St. Patrick's Catholic Church project for the Assumption Academy, the Seventh-day Adventist Church addition, and the construction of the Dollar Tree store. With your halftime news update, I'm Jet Rasmussen.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Arrow Building Center in Chattern is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Chattern cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go Cards, on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of, from the crew at Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chattern.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Back at Case Gym here in Hot Springs, South Dakota, 37-23. The Shattern Cardinals lead the Hot Springs Bison as we wrap up the Shattern Insurance to fit your needs. Thank you to Shattern Insurance for coming on board and sponsoring our halftime shows. Whether it be basketball or any other sport this year, Shattern Insurance has been with us throughout the season, sponsoring our halftime reports. 37-23, the Shattern Cardinals lead Hot Springs Bison as we get set for the start of the Kreitzen Schaefer Law third quarter. Kreitzen Schaefer Law, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. So it'll be Shattern ball to begin the second half, going right to left on your radio dial. Red, black uniforms, red numbers, white trim. Creighton Ryan, Tobin Landon, Brady Daniels, Talon Zellick, and Thomas Smith out there for the bird. Thank you for joining us here on Stereo 6 AM, KCSR, and ShatternRadio.com. First Tuesday night game of the season. We've had a Monday night game, but now Hot Springs are going to come out, and it looks like a 2-3 zone. Thomas Smith, right side corner, three, off the back 10. Talon Zellick tips it up in the air, back to Creighton Ryan. Shot clock did reset at 35. Brady Daniels will dribble between his legs, drive inside the Arrow Building Center paint, fires up the floater, missed it, rebounded by McCoy, rip and stop. He'll hand it off over to Derek Mills, gets across the timeline. Connor Kramer with four fouls, gets the dribble handoff from Mills, now it's Thomas Key. And Denise out there as well, along with Quincy Koppel. He has it, drives inside the paint, jump stop, floater over Jalnick, foul, late, on the wrist. Got him on the bottom of the wrist. Side. The official signal was actually what happened. That is on Alan Zelnick, his first, team's first of the third quarter. First free throw for Koppel is no good. Hey, if you want to have as much energy as I do during this game, be sure to stop into Scooter's Coffee and try their buttery smooth signature caramel flavor, which is now sugar-free, combined with their world-class espresso for an unbelievably delicious, rich flavor. Try it your way, ice blended or hot. Trust us, one sip. Trust me, one sip, and you'll be smiling. Second free throw is no good. Rebound is an offensive rebound by Hot Springs. Now Ribbentrop has it, left wing, keeps it over the corner. Kramer, entry pass into Denise Kolepak. Zelnick spills. The official think it was a flop. I'm waiting to see if there was a warning, if there's going to be a warning issued. No warning issued. So apparently the official thought there was contact. We have seen a flopping warning issued in the state of Nebraska this year for Shattern. Wasn't on Shattern. I think it was against the line. Yeah, it was. Brady Daniels drives inside, keeps over to Ryan. Right wing, travels with it first. 37-25, 12-point game. By the way, it was Bryce Williams hits three at the buzzer. Takes Nebraska and Iowa to overtime and 7-point lead for Iowa, 89-82, now midway through overtime. Down near side with it is Mills. He's trying to get it into Rippentop. There's going to be a basket cut coming from Denise. With it is Kramer. He's up his dribble. 15 on the shot clock. 20 to go in the third quarter. Denise thought about taking a deep J. Just over to Mills. Now Kramer at the right wing being hounded by Thomas Smith. Spins around. throws a loose ball. No one knows where it's at. But Klossizer, Janice underneath the basket, laying at the shot clock buzzer, missed. Ball bounces around, and it's Klossizer who gets it. Shot clock did reach the 35 because it hit the bottom of the rim. Janice gets a drive to the basket, creates contact. And we go on the free throw line. No one step in front of him. I completely get it. But now it'll be a pair of free throws for Janice to hit two to begin this game even before the clock started. American Legion, close to American Legion, including the Suns, the American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Suns, the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattering Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing, you're thinking about any kind of repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. He's missed the first, second one is Pierre. And that's what I don't like about weeknight games. This one's going to be hard for me to sleep from. Now it's going to be a one. It's going to be a box and one. Or, yeah, it's going to be a high zone. Smith, three ball, traveled first. He made it, but it doesn't count. It's a not. It's a 11-point game. And Chatham's going to come out in a diamond full-court press. I'm trying to trap the corners and protect the land. Smith picks it. Loose ball. Jelinek dives on the floor. Well, I thought he was going to, but it ended up in the hands of Brady Daniels. Skips it over to Tobin Landon. Smith comes to the near side corner. Head fake. Drives it to Grant Ryan, skips over to Jelinek at the right short corner. He'll look past Smith on the left side, lays it up and in at the left block. Smith now to 16. And, by the way, when that shot from the paint was sponsored by Arrow Building Center, when you're looking for the right kind of paint, think Arrow Building Center. And there's going to be a full timeout taken by Hot Springs. They are out. It's a 30, actually. Go ahead and take one with them for a message from our third quarter sponsor. Tuning in to Shattering Cardinal Basketball here on 6 a.m. KCSR.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
So now Hot Springs is in a conundrum. They're out of timeouts, and we still got about 13 minutes, 13 seconds to go in this game. But they have the ball with Derek Mills driving to the right side. Now Shattern can really get aggressive, especially with their foul situation. They can really get aggressive, trying to tie it up. And there goes Talon Jonah trying to do that. Denise trapped. He's trapped in the corner. Mills stops the right wing. Now Kramer. Smith rips it away from Kramer. Five on the shot clock. Mills stopping the key. Three on the shot clock. Mills gets it over to Ribbentrop, right wing, or corner shot clock buzzer shot. It goes long, and it's going to go off of Hot Springs' Mayhar mat. Third-team-point game, 39-26, 4:40 to go in this Grayson Schaefer Law third quarter. Ryan Ryan brings it across the timeline, gets it over to Brady Daniels. Step back three ball, it's in line off the front of the rim. Rebounded by the Bison. Here comes Mills cross sideline. Kramer right wing. Now if I'm Shattered, I am being super aggressive trying to force tie-ups. Janice drives the basket. Charge taken by Creighton Ryan. That's three on Janice. Hot Springs with only eight guys suited up tonight, so they got to be careful. They're starting to run into a little bit of foul trouble. Daniels has it at the right wing, gets the screen from Landon. Smith drives baseline, missed the shot, rebounded by Riffenbach. Hot Springs down by 13. 39-26. Right side with it is Kramer. Picks up his dribble. Denise being pounded by Jelinek. You can hear a little bit of whining from the Hot Springs fans about how Jelinek's guarding on Kramer. Three ball near side corner. Files the thin. Landon fine for the rebound. Wins the fight. This is the two Ryan. Denier push from that coaching staff from the Shattern Cardinals. Give and go from Smith to Jelinek. Now Daniels top of the key. He's being guarded by Klossizer. No look past to Smith on the left block, and it's good on the lay-in. Thomas Smith now up to 18 this season. High is 27, 25 of those came in the second half against Valentine. 41-26 Cardinal. Now on left side, step back jumper from Janice Hierarchy. He missed it. Daniels got won the rebound. Battle between him and Ripetot. Throws up the floor. Smith on the right side. Stand on the layup. Derek Bissonnette will go check in for the Cardinals. Janice has it at the right wing. Ripetot trying to back down. Someone landed at the right block, but Hot Springs is going to go around the horn. Kramer gets the screen from Ripetot. Kramer steps through a fadeaway shot missed. Rebounded by Sutherland. The other team is able to get a bucket going right now. They'll look past from Jelinek. Extra pass. Green Ryan. Three ball. Got it. Second made three from Green Ryan. When the ball flows, the Cardinals are tough to stop. Now Thomas Key with it. His line saucer now left side with an Ismail being outed by Green Ryan. This Cardinal team is battling tonight. Feinsasser nearly got Daniels up in the air. He was trying to get a drive. Entry pass tipped, and another charge taken by Craig Ryan. Number two taken from him. Janice with his fourth, and a little bit of extracurriculars after the play. That's number four on Janice. And Denise is upset. Accusing Crane Ryan of flopping. And actually, Hot Springs only has seven suited up. Tobin Landon goes to the bench. Hot Springs might be in a really ugly situation right now. That is number two. So they can only afford really one or two guys. They can only afford two fouls. They have two guys with four. Daniels drives inside Bissonnette. Over to Jelinek. Back to Bissonnette. Near side corner. Daniels gets it to the left wing. He drives the left elbow, crosses over, skips it over the far corner. Smith now Ryan at the right wing. Daniels cuts across. D3, high arcing off the front of the rim. Just now with the backside board, just inside the paint. Back to Daniels. Put back three. Got it! And a timeout taken by Kyle Sanders. He needs to let the temperature cool down a touch. We'll stay here. 47-26, the Cardinals have really sprinted out since the beginning of this third quarter. On a 10-3 scoring run, Thomas Smith, Brady Daniels, Crane Ryan, all with big-time buckets in this third quarter. T-Salon and Boutique, book your next hair appointment with T-Salon online or Squarespace or call 308-430-3686, and make sure to stop in to check out the latest in fashion. Thank you to all of our sponsors for allowing me to do this every single night. I really hope you're enjoying this call tonight. I am enjoying it myself. My voice is going to be exhausted, but guess what? Still going to be back at it tomorrow with Sports Weekly here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShadowRadio.com beginning at approximately 6:06 p.m. I'll sit down out at the winery located at the west entrance of the Country Kitchen with some of the seniors from this team, and the way they're playing, the way Kyle Sanders is looking, just his look on his face, he was kind of walking back towards the bench and looking at me. I think we're going to have a fun conversation as the Shattern Cardinals look to snap a three-game losing streak throughout the season, a two-game losing streak to the Hot Springs Bison, and now Shattern's going to come out on a 1-3-1 zone. Got to be Mills. Up his dribble, kicks it over near side corner. Kramer pushes it around the horn. Mills thought about taking three. Now Feinsasser will take it from the far left side. Hits off the far side of the rim. Out to the hands of one of the Hot Springs players. And lands at the bench. And Cole Carnahan in open rush check in for the Cardinals. Thomas Smith, Talon Jelinek will go to the bench. And Hot Springs is going to be in a 2-3. Daniels going up against Mills, pushes up top to Ryan. That's the guard. Oh, extra pass to Carnahan. We'll skip it over to Daniels. Three balls. Took a little contact. Drained the three. Now he has 16. 50-26. 13-3 quarters so far for the Cardinals. And they're going to sit in what it looks like a 2-3 zone. 1-3-1s can be falling back into a 2-3 pretty easily. That's what it looks like happened. The 1-3-1, though. It's by base, a 1-3-1. Just to go to the 3-3-5 base, where you can fall into a different defense with relative ease. 1-3-1's common with positionless basketball, and that's what this Cardinal team has. Three from top of the key. Drews, he didn't even jump. Reflection goes out of play off of Hot Springs. It'll be Cardinal basketball. Okay, so Hot Springs does have 8 suited up. Himself, number 14, Austin Hunter was actually suited or just a manager. He's a really young kid. I apologize to his family if they heard that. Ryan, three ball, way long. Could see it off the hand. Rebounded by Kramer. Tyson Boyer will check in here in a moment with the Cardinals on the next buzzer. Gets up top. Bessnett fought for it. He's racing for it. Stops to the right wing. Slows it down to Daniels, who takes a lot of contact. And the ability of Brady Daniels to throw it off of Caleb Kleinsaucer right there was outstanding. Brandon Ryan will come to the bench. Daniels not too pleased. His neck kind of went in an awkward shape right there. As Tyson Poirier checks in, 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. Tobin Rush runs far side. Pass comes up top to the front of hand. Clock started with a tip. Daniels fade away at the buzzer. Got it! Brady Daniels with 8 in the quarter makes it 52-26 Cardinals at the end of this third quarter. This third quarter was sponsored by Christ and Schaefer Law. Green's legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. We'll go ahead and take a break. Fourth quarter coming up next here on KCSR.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatterton, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
This fourth quarter sponsored by Best Western Western Hills Inn, where life takes you. Best Western is there. Shannon leads 52-26. Start of the fourth quarter. Hot Springs with the ball going left to right on your radio dial. With it on the right wing is Derek Mills. He sits in the near side corner. Underneath with it. Gets it back. Three ball from the near side corner. Is short. Nearly wedgied. Rebounded by Cole Carnahan. He turns around. Throws it up to Thomas Smith. At the right wing, he's also out there along with Derek Bissonnette, Tobin Russ, Cole Carnahan, and Tyson Poirier. This net three ball, it's off the back end, rebounded by Kramer. Better now as you, 12 guys in this game, a little bit larger of a rotation for Kyle Sanders. Eli Pau-Pau got in the first and second quarter. Kyle Sanders trying to form a grittiness to this team, and Derek Mills drains three. You need to find a new color to you. Blue. Nope. Pink. Your side corner with it is Thomas Smith. Throws it inside. Poirier fumbles the reception. He turns around. Just Carnahan left block. Now Russ. 12 on the shot clock. Carnahan left wing. Jumps inside. Extra pass to Bissonnette. One step back. Laying. Good. Shattered. Janice, two steps right, top of the key. Thinking about taking three, but driving baseline is Caleb Kleinsaucer, and Derek Bissonnette commits the foul. Number 4 on Bissonnette. So Landon will check in for Sylvan Rust. Man-to-man. Here's the call. Entry pass from Janice goes over Poirier and gets the easy two. 64-31. It's going to be a... Now, this is a box of one right now. Warrior keeps it outside. Net, three ball. Awesome from the rim. Backside rebound by Landon. One-handed pass by Bissonnette to Carnahan. And while he can go high point passes in defense, he cannot catch the diving one right there. So it'll be Bison ball. Carnahan had one of the best interceptions I've seen all year. And Shattern's going up against Gothenburg. He high-pointed one in the backside corner of the end zone. Short jumper from Denise rattles in and home. Hot Springs is out of timeout, so we'll keep an eye on that. The game rolls along. Carnahan steps through. Actually, no, his interception happened late. It was, wow, now I drew a blank on who had that pick. In Gothenburg. Carnahan, extra step to Bissonnette. Entry pass in the land inside the Arrow Building center paint. Smith underneath the basket, lays it in off left side. He's up to 20. 56-33, 23-point lead for the Cardinals. So 1-3-1 zone. Mills on the far side. Hot Springs is pressing hard. Mills, three ball, left corner, short off the front. Denise, Rippetop with the offensive rebound, puts it up and in. 21-point lead for the Cardinals. Carnahan will bring it across the timeline. Fakes the crossover, goes to the right side with it. This net. Cardinals starting to burn a little bit of clock. Sawyer has it in the far corner, steps in. Landon, now Smith, left wing three. That's going to be wide right and long. Rebounded by Connor Kramer on the back side. Mills is bringing it across the timeline. Push it over to Kramer, top of the key. Denise, right wing, near side corner with it is Klein. Find Saucer. It's over the middle. Take two steps in. Your step toward the basket. Land. No good by Kramer. And a fight for it on the rebound results in a tie. But it'll be shattering basketball. Freddie Daniels, Talon Jonek checking back in for Poirier and Carnahan. Cardinals. 2-3 zone. Extra pass. Missed net. Far side corner three short. Rebound went through the hands of Rippetop and Jonek. Draws a little bit of contact and we go on the free throw line. The way this Cardinals team reacts, there is going to be a lot of talk going around that this team flopped. And they don't necessarily flop. They're getting fouled and they're getting hit. But it is, they are given a little bit more in terms of contact. Jonek misses the free throw. 6-10. It's not selling is different than flopping. Flopping, you're just flat out faking that you're in contact. Selling it, that's what happens in Europe soccer a lot. That's what the Cardinals do. With it is Denise. He loses control of it. Jonek went after it. Here comes the scramble drill from both sides. Jonek did flop there. Denise, extra pass, near side, three ball. That was a weird looking shot by Thad Ventrue. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Daniels drives inside. No look past the landing underneath the left side basket. Gets it in. He's up to 4. 6-38. Wow. That brings us. Walking it up the floor, you'd think some of our sponsors, Wallstrom Ford, Saturn Federal Credit Union, New York Life, Noel Vulcan, and Arrow Building Center. Jonek jumps in front of the pass by Denise, picks it off by a fall. It'll be Hot Springs ball. Shot clock will not reset. 19 on it. Also, some more of our sponsors who sponsor our commercials. It'll be timeout taken by Kyle Sanders. We'll jump back with more of these sponsors after this commercial break. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on KCSR.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Shadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and, of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
58-35, Shattuck Cardinals lead. Kyle Sanders called a full timeout while the Cardinals lead by 23. Let's go ahead and thank some more of our sponsors. Home Haven, Big Bass Conoco, Security First Bank, Eagle Chevrolet, Peter's Napa Auto Parts, Cabin Lumber, Heritage Seed, Orford Decorating Center, Nebraska Land Tire, Hauser's Grab and Go, First National Bank Omaha, Hilltop Lane, FNIC, Wild, Legacy Co-op, and Platte Valley Bank. So we do have some substitutions. Looks like Kyle Sanders is kind of starting to get his best players out. And I completely understand based on the temperature of this game. So Haven Ketch is going to check in. Player that I think has a very bright future down the road for him. He works his tail off every moment he's been in so far this season. Creighton Ryan, Derek Bissonnette, and Tobin Ross, along with Tobin Landon. 3 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Cardinals looking like they're going to snap their three-game losing streak. They'll be off till Saturday, have Mitchell, and this is pretty much a getaway game for the Cardinals. They'll be back at home for the next three. Nate Fowles committed on Tobin Ross. Bye, Tobin Ross. No, they're going to give that one to Ryan. It's the second. Warrior will check in, most likely for Ryan, as he throws misses his first. Plus, Rings team, they went 2-for-2 from the line and at the beginning of this game, even before it, and have since really struggled. 1 for their last 10. JT Obando, Bondo checked in as well. So all the starters are out outside of Derek Bissonnette, and Jason Pow Pow and Trey Alzey would be the ones to come in for Derek Bissonnette, and Russ gets his pass picked off by Connor Kramer, step through lay-in, foul down the line. So it looks like Janice will check out, be done for the night, as Heiner checks in. Kramer at the free throw line. Police steal fashion free, three-point play. 58-39, 19-point game. That was the series that's typically been between the Cardinals and the Bison. Catches, caught it on the left side corner, throws it to Obando. And that ends up in the tan-colored bleachers on the far side of the court. 2:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Hey, coming up on the 5th-7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days of week postgame, so we'll recap this one and talk about what we have going on tomorrow night. Some of these players that you've heard about tonight, they will be back on KCSR tomorrow night as we talk about what their season's been, what they want to accomplish throughout the last month and a half of their final season, the seniors on this boys basketball team. Coming up on Sports Weekly tomorrow night. Geek 2 taken by Kramer, missed it. Backside rebound corralled by Bissonnette. Still walking across the timeline. Bando. Deep 2. Missed it. Warrior fighting for the rebound with Einer. And Ty Warrior actually got up in the air from the seats to my left on that. And a foul is going to be called. Kramer is going to the base free throw line for a pair. That's on Obando. It's going to be a baseline inbound. Heiner gets it, steps through, misses it off the corner, and rebounded by Bissonnette. Minute 40 to go. There goes Cole Carnahan. And Trey Owsley. Entry pass into Poirier. Left side land. Got it. Ty Poirier gets on the board. Pass through, rip and top going again. Poirier goes right at him, but misses it. Rebounded by Tobin Ross. Got 75 seconds to go. Bissonnette catches left side, steps through Ross, deep two coming, and it is on. And there's going to be a 30-second timeout taken by Kyle Sanders. Timeout sponsored by Dunbar's New Design. Top notch and burger, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Shattering with 60 points for only the third time this year. They've done it against Valentine, which was an 81-71 loss, and Gordon Rushville, which was a 75-27 win. 39 points for the Cardinals. If it stays this way, and they still got some room to go, will be the second least allowed point total in the season. They got Mitchell coming to town, which should be a battle in the class C1 Region 5, which will end up being sub-district 10 or 11 from the end of the season. So that's Mitchell. And it's also a Western Conference battle before welcoming Box Butte County to the Birdcage next week, starting with Swimming Ford next Tuesday. Then the rematch against the Alliance Bulldogs coming up next Friday at the Birdcage. And it's going to be road heaven for a little bit. Get used to being on the road. Got three more, then we're going to be on the road for about six more. These two missed. Rebounded by Carnahan. 45 seconds, 10 seconds difference between shot and game clock. Owsley runs the basket, laying off the right side is good. Owsley gets himself a pair. Three-second difference between shot and game clock. The Shattern Cardinals are going to end up advancing to 3-6 on the season. Three-game losing streak snap. Hot Springs will go to 0-4. And next up for them is actually a game versus Pine Ridge coming up on the 10th of Friday at Belfouche and Ulrich also coming up. That was missed. Rebounded by the Cardinals. 64-39 looks to be the final score. And that will be, unless Powell gets the four-year and he takes a shot, he lays it at the buzzer, so it's going to be 66-39 at the buzzer. That's not going to make a few people happy. That'll do it. 66-39 is your final score. Shattern Cardinals take down the Hot Springs Bison. Fourth quarter is sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn. Where life takes you, Best Western is there. We'll go ahead and take a break. Pit 7 postgame show coming up next here on KCSR.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Shadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shadron, unless you like being stranded.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
This is the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Welcome to the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Shattern Cardinals defeated the Hot Springs Bison by a 66-39 final score. It was 2-0 Hot Springs before we even moved a second off the clock, as we had a technical foul issued against Shattern for dunking to begin this game. But since then, it was all Cardinals on the inbounds. Hot Springs turned it over on a 5-second inbound call. Creighton Ryan hit the three, and it was all Cardinals since. The Cardinals and a three-game losing streak and moved to 3-6 on the season. It was an incredible night for the Cardinals as Thomas Smith finished with 20 points, game high 20 points. Brady Daniels back into double figures at 16. I think that's four straight games of double figures for the seniors. An incredible night for the Cardinals as they get the rest of the week off. Have Mitchell come to town Saturday. That is a odd start time, though. We'll go 3:30 and 5 o'clock for that one. Cardinals, again, with the big win. That was impressive. That was a physical game. John Daniels is walking out of the gym right now, and he is as happy as I've seen him in quite some time. I see him a few times a week. So, Cardinals win this one, 66-39 over the Hot Springs Bison. We'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll give some final stats and wrap this one up. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672.
When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
For one final time from Case Gym in Hot Springs, South Dakota, Chase Thompson here with you, Brad Morrison, in the KCSR studios in downtown Chadron. Thank you to Brad for the help tonight. It's been a wild night, especially with how this boys' game is run. Really crazy beginning, but we got through this one, and the Cardinals finished off the sweep against the Hot Springs Bison. The girls won earlier tonight by a 42-35 score, and the boys finished off a 66-39 score. Final stats for the Cardinals tonight for the boys' side of things as they move to 3-6 on the season. Thomas Smith finished with 20 points. Brady Daniels with 16. Brayden Ryan with 6. Derek Bissonette with 4. Talon Dunick with 6. Tobin Landon with 4. Tobin Rust with 2. Tyson Poirier with 4. And Trey Owsley with 2 as well. And the Hot Springs Bison, who dropped to 0-4 in the season, they were led in scoring by Aiden Janice with 13 points. The Shattering Cardinals, they will wait till Saturday to play next. They'll play against Mitchell at home on Saturday. And then as part of a run where we have 3 straight home games with Hemford and Alliance next week as well. Our next broadcast of Shattering High School Basketball will be Thursday night as we go to Lakota Tech for girls only. I'll be going around 5:20 p.m. as the Cardinals take on the Tonka. I'll be there for you tomorrow night. We get Sports Weekly restarted here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com beginning at 6:06. I'll have the Shattern, a few of these seniors that we heard tonight from the Shattern boys team. That'll be on Sports Weekly on Stereo, right here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com. For Brad Moore hanging out back in the KCSR Platte Valley Bank Studios in downtown Shattern, I'm Chase Thompson saying good night from Hot Springs. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on KCSR. You've been listening to Shattern High School Basketball and the Fit 7 postgame show on 610 AM KCSR and ShadronRadio.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
F&I NBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon. They have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone. For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrad.com.
Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind. Trying to hold two women is tearing me apart. Trying to hold two women is tearing me apart. One's got my money, the other's got my heart. It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind. When you try to please two women, you can't please yourself. When you try to please two women, you can't please yourself. Best it's only half good. A man can't stock two shelves. It's a long old grind. It's like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. Sometimes the pleasure ain't worth the strain. It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. By the way,
never made the same mistake again. And you know, girl, it's been a long, hard time. Nothing like back when you were mine. And if I knew then